I mean, I was going to go to the Mountain Man Retreat.
I bet there'll be a lot of long beards and that thing.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I cut mine off.
Oh, really? And just as you cut yours off, I have a beard now.
I bet you look goofy in a beard.
Oh, yeah. Right. No, I'm not all handsome like you. Kurt Cobain look-alike.
Yeah,
right.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call the Don and Mike Show anytime for free at 1-800-636-1067. But please, turn your radio down. And no calls to play the name game. No who would you do call. No calls about rating women. And no calls asking when are we coming to your town. That's 1-800-636-1067.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
You know, I'd just like to say, I know that Rob is going to do the opening here.
Yes?
I'd just like to say that the best thing about taking this show on the road is that we're a 3,000-person mic to broadcast from a hotel room.
We're the greatest. We are the most exciting guys in the world.
It's the best. And now, direct from my hotel room, sitting on my ottoman, here is Bobo Spiewak. Hello, Vanna.
I love your ottoman, Don. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Hook up the sack and all the ships at sea in the worlds of the incomparable Pearl Bailey. Drink it, honey. And listen to the Don and Mike Show.
You mean in the words of the incomparable? You said the world.
Oh,
well, did you want to give him another chance?
No.
Okay.
No. All right, no.
All right.
Yes.
Yes.
No. No.
Try it again.
All right, say it again.
He grabs this. He wrote it on the plane.
Quote Pearl Bailey. Drink it, honey, and listen to the Don and Mike Show.
All right, thank you, Rob.
Drink it, honey.
Hello, and thank you for listening. Coast to coast, still nationwide, still via Bestwood Von Darley. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, right here. That's why we still, every single day, call it your cotton pick at Don and Mike Show.
We're in the land of tomatoes.
Coming to you today via the auspices of the Motel 6 in Sacramento, California. In a couple of minutes, we'll be over at KHTK.
But for now, we are in the middle of your hotel room in what has to be the most interesting hotel design I've ever seen. I mean, what did they do? Well, what the hell did they do here?
I believe that it's like playing spin the bottle.
Right. I think the hotel design was done by Spirogram.
You know what I mean? It's like someone took a bottle, took a Pepsi bottle, spun it around and said, okay, there, put the El Dorado wing.
It's
okay,
weird.
Spin it again there. Put the Folsom wing.
We are in a weird, weird, sprawling hotel complex, but hey, they've got wonderful room service here.
Listen. Gotta say, back at the station, sinkhole number one in the latrine, that's Ken Stevens, the general manager. Jeremy Coleman, the gerbil-like program director. All good things come from Big Daddy Mel.
Yes.
And, of course, our agent, Junior Soprano. You know, I don't have return audio here, so I don't know if the music's over yet. Let me just say.
Number nine.
Whip it out. I've just whipped it out. So
no.
I hope all you soccer moms took Junior and Missy and moved them way to the back of the room.
It smells like Bailey's.
Because I have just whipped it out. Another perfectly executed opening. This big time major market radio show. That is the only down part of doing the show from the hotel room.
Right.
Is that we don't have the ability to take phone calls.
We can't do that.
And we also have no idea if what we're being said right now is really going out over the radio.
We are, we're never sure. And we're very happy, though, to do these shows from the hotel room because it's kind of like, it's the most relaxing set you can do a show from. And, you know, if we had back in our home studio this kind of layout.
Oh, this studio.
Every day I would be
happy. Queen-size beds, a nice big overstuffed chair that you're relaxing in right now.
I am so comfortable. Do we have to go anywhere else or can we stay right here?
Listen,
can't we do our Las Vegas-style show from the hotel?
Here he is, my right and your left. Radio's Guy Birdley. Hello, Guy.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Bailey Buzz.
Hello. Hello, Buzz. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
We are all officially goofy tired.
Yeah, it's a little tough to get from point A to point B when you're coming out here to Sacramento. You know what I mean?
You know, I'll tell you what happened on the plane right out here yesterday. That
we thought that we were being so smart.
Right.
The radio station out here, KHTK, where we will be in less than an hour, I guess, had booked us a couple of tickets that routed us to Dallas.
Yeah, it was all done through the radio station, and we were all for the show today.
So what we did was we booked tickets on another airline. We left the radio station, and we waited in line. We got our tickets. What is Broyhill doing?
F you, Charlie.
What is he doing?
He's pointing at my stomach hanging over.
At your belly?
At my stomach, my belly?
Your belly?
What the hell are you doing? I thought maybe your belt was too tight. It probably is, and so are the pants, a-hole. Very difficult. My pants are very, very tight.
Hey, chuck you, Farley.
Gadget was just, you know, I'm trying to listen to you. We're trying to start the show, and he's like pointing at my belly.
You are more relaxed now, though, than you ever are during our regular show.
Oh,
during our regular show, you just sit back and put your feet up. But look at you now. Look how logy you are right now.
This is really comfortable for me, though. You know, I can put my head back on this little headrest.
Hold on. Here is Charlie getting you a pillow now.
Thank you very much.
Here's a pillow. Rob will fluff it for you, Mike.
Put it down back me.
There we go. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so
thank you, Rob.
We leave extra early yesterday because we're going to get to the airport. We're going to catch a flight out.
Right.
It gets us to Sacramento in only 6 hours as opposed to 12 hours, which is the way that the original tickets were scheduled to work.
So we I think, signed off probably about 3:30 Eastern time.
Right, about 12:30 West Coast time.
Hot-footed it to the airport in Washington, D.C., trying to see if we could switch flights. Well, when we got to the one plane ticket counter, they said, no, these tickets can only be used on this airline.
Yeah, they are freebie GB tickets.
Right, so you can't use those for another airline.
They're promotional tickets, so we couldn't switch them in to fly on this earlier flight on another airline. So then we went to the other airline anyway.
Right.
To see if we could scam our way and see if the guy would just take the tickets, even though they were promotional tickets.
It almost worked until he said, this is just like a check, and you have to have the other airline endorse it over to our airline.
So at that point, I just said to Mike, because I've got an awful cold, and hey, no hearing back in my left ear
again.
Fantastico. I said to him, listen, I feel like crap. I just want to get on the plane to get out there.
Right.
I'll just buy the ticket. How much can a ticket from D.C. to Sacramento be? And Mike said to me, what's your price limit? And I said, oh, I don't know, but I'm sure they got something that's reasonable. So the guy, how long did it take that needle-nosed dick to pull up the information?
He was so slow, and I knew what the answer was going to be, and it was way too expensive.
$2,000.
One way, first
class. $2,000 for one ticket.
Yeah, I mean, it was. That's what it cost one way to get to Sacramento, and it just was not worth it. And, you know, as we settled in on the fact that at that point we were going to be waiting at the airport for a couple of hours now, waiting for our later plane, we looked as we were driving the little shuttle out to the terminal. We looked to the left and saw the big nice plane that everybody was going on earlier that was going to get out to Sacramento in time to get a decent night's sleep.
Yeah, the plane that was leaving, the plane that we couldn't get on.
It's a lot of traveling. I mean,
it's bad backwards. We left. I'm going to stay on D.C. time now.
Okay.
We left the station at 3:30 yesterday.
Right.
We arrived at our hotel room in Sacramento at 3:30 a.m. 12 hours later.
East Coast time. And the good news is we didn't have much of a wait when we were connecting through Dallas, Texas.
That's because the plane was late.
But that's right. So I want to thank the pilot on the first leg who made sure that we were late enough that we didn't have to wait that long in the airport when we were in Dallas.
And being as Mike and I had to wait over 3 hours for the original plane to leave yesterday.
Right.
We had a nice romantic afternoon at TGI Fridays.
TGI Fridays where... Where I'll tell you something. The
Frau Mueller was our waitress there yesterday.
Frau Mueller was there. Everybody joined us a little later on, and then it was just I kind of held the corner table at TGI Fridays for about I guess about 2.5 hours.
They have, am I not wrong, some of the ugliest women on the face of God's green earth working at the TGI Fridays at Dulles Airport.
Well, you know, I mean, they throw those ladies in the striped jackets or the striped shirts, whatever they're wearing, and they give them a goofy hat. I guess you don't need to be real pretty.
And that one woman who was an East German all-star, there was this one, one gal.
Boy, I mean, I wouldn't want to get her mad because she could have broken our legs.
She had some major muscles.
Yeah, huge muscles. Really looked
like she was an East German weightlifter.
Her name was TGI Birthmark. Because she had this big old ink blotch birthmark right on the back of her leg.
You could have landed a 747 on the back of her leg.
So we finally get through all of that. We finally get on the airplane. And then as soon as we get on the airplane to come out here, of course, the guy that's sitting in front of me is one of these guys that has to put his seat all the way back.
Oh, this guy, I felt for you with this guy because, I mean, he was a man of rather large carriage. And so not only did he put his seat back, but when a guy's that big, I think you have to account for an extra 2 inches. When he puts the seat back, it's going to go a little further because, and and I'm sitting on the window seat, and you're sitting there with the guy's seat in your knees, and at that point I had to go winky-tink.
Now, if this wasn't tough, because Mike had to go to the bathroom, and I've got this guy in front of me, this fat guy in front of me, that's got his seat pushed all the way.
I don't know how I made it out the first time. I really don't. I mean, I somehow...
We very nearly had sex. As you were squeaking badly.
It was very close to a sex situation there, and then when he came back, I finally said, excuse me, could you move it just a little, just for 1 minute so I can get in, please, and we got the exhale. And then the big effort, to move his seat up forward, yes.
Oh, we hate traveling. We really do hate traveling. So then we get to Dallas, and by the time we get to Dallas, the plane, because it was late leaving Dallas, we were afraid we were going to miss the flight
right
from Dallas to Sacramento. So we go chugging through the airport, and of course, we're at exit C1.
Yes, C1, which... is actually C7. We were at gate C7, and we had to get to gate C27.
And I think that stands for C-word. That is the C-word annex of the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport.
And the distance between gate C7 and C27 was, I actually clocked it. It was 37 miles.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it's a long, long way.
It was.
But we finally made it. We got on the second airplane.
Okay.
Now, the second airplane...
More comfortable airplane.
Was a little more modern, right?
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And it had almost, compared to the first plane we were on,
right,
almost like a space-age design to it.
It did. It did. It was, they redid the interior or it's just a new airplane. It was real nice.
And like I mentioned, I'm battling a cold, and I was having problems sleeping to begin with. I could normally sleep on an airplane.
There were a lot of patterns that didn't fit on this trip. There were a lot of patterns. You were actually, before we took off, a little happier than I was normally on the airplane. You were feeling...
Well, we had a couple hours to kill.
And then I noticed, because of that, that your normal pattern where you normally sleep, I mean, you usually sleep from the minute we take off until the minute we land, and you were kind of restless on that second flight.
Yeah, but on the second, the second leg, awful, couldn't sleep.
Right.
And at one point, I had knocked off, and I woke up, and I swear to God, I was having a dream. Now, the dream
I remember
is...
when you woke up, too.
The dream is... The dream is that we were on an airplane, and that the airplane had landed.
Right.
However, it was like an intelligence test for the people on the airplane to see who would be bright enough to figure out that the airplane had actually landed.
Right.
And those people that actually got their bags, went to the front, and said, I want off the plane, those people would be let off the plane. This was a dream I had. So, I woke up from this dream.
And you woke up with kind of a... one of those moves that and I was kind of sleeping on an airplane, which is something I don't do that often. And I was startled when you were awakened out of your slumber. Sheriff, I'm sorry.
You blew it. So I get up, and again, I'm half asleep.
Right.
The first thing I do is I look out the window, and all I see is black. So I think, you know what? My dream is actually true.
Yes.
We are on the ground.
Right.
We are on the ground. I look at my watch. I can't figure out what time it is.
Right.
So I go to the overhead bin. I get my bag out. I pull my bag. I plunk the guy sitting in front of me on the head with my bag.
Right, right.
I go, excuse me, I'm sorry. I got to get off this plane. And I walked up front. Now keep in mind, we're still flying. I walked up front and I said to the stew, hi, I'm ready to get off the plane.
I didn't know you did that.
I swear to God. And she said, it's going to be another 2 hours until we land. And I said, no, we're on the ground now. And she said,
so you were kind of like semi-sleepwalk.
Yeah.
Yeah, very much so.
I had no idea. I thought you were just going up to go winky thing. No, she said to me, come here by the door. And she brought me over by the door. She said, you see those lights? Those are the lights of Texas. We're leaving Texas now. We're on our way.
So that's right after we took off.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I said, oh, well, I thought, and then I started to tell her the whole thing, and I realized now that she must have thought I was a total mental patient.
Right, right.
Because I said, oh, well, I thought that we had landed the plane, and it was an intelligence test.
Oh,
see,
man.
Who could figure it out? And then at that point, she just took me by the arm. She said, where are you sitting? And I said, right there. And she took my bag. Put it back in the overhead.
Laid you down.
Set me down.
I guess I was too busy enjoying my hot nuts. I didn't notice that. Hot nuts, Rob. We had hot nuts on the plane last night. You didn't get them in coach? Well, they were delicious. Let me tell you, there's nothing quite. I really would like to say to the entire airline industry, I've discovered that one thing I like more than anything else, a little bowl of hot nuts.
Yeah, you did fall in sleep. Love with your hot nuts.
They made me sleep. I asked for an extra bowl of hot nuts. And I think because I had the extra bowl of hot nuts, I actually went to sleep faster. I slept more than I've ever slept on an airplane. And, you know, it only took me 16, 17 drinks to be able to do that.
So then we finally arrive. Okay, the plane gets in. It's 3:30 a.m. East Coast time.
Yeah, it is. Boy, I tell you, and that is a long day of travel. It kind of wears you out.
And I want to apologize if any of those people waiting at the gate were waiting for us.
I hope to God they weren't.
Well, why else would 100 people be waiting at a gate at 12:30 on a Thursday night?
The only thing I was thinking is that it was an absolutely packed plane. Do you guys know? I mean, were some of those people waiting for us? I didn't hear anybody say anything, and I kind of kept my head down and kept walking.
I sort of stopped to see if anybody would say anything, and nobody did, so I kept walking. So
there were people that were waiting for us.
You know, we are so pompous that when we got off the plane,
right.
First thing I said to Mike is I said, oh, look, there's 100 people to see us.
And you looked like you had been rode hard and put up wet when you got off that airplane. Your hair was kind of looking like Professor Irwin Corey.
That Albert Einstein look.
I felt the same way, though, because it was just, you know, please, you know, don't be here for us. That's it. Because, I mean, we really were. Nobody was in the kind of condition where you wanted to say hi to people. So if there were people at the airport last night, thank you. But, you know, thank you. If we were a Kurt, we would apologize because time was of the essence.
That's right. All I know is at one point I heard that whispering voice that said, relief is here. And it was, of course, Engineer Wendell.
Wendell, who gets the props for this trip.
Yeah. Wendell came going to the airport to pick us up last night.
Actually waiting at the airport for us last night, and nothing could have been more convenient for us. We appreciate that, Wendell.
And Wendell was nice enough to drive us to what is, in fact, the world's most confusing hotel.
If we hadn't had Wendell with us when we got to this hotel,
we would have been screwed, blued, and tattooed.
I mean, it's just like wing 4, wing 8, wing, you know, you got the, you know, the Charles Manson wing, you got everything. It's very confusing.
So anyway, we finally made it here, and then I guess I went to sleep. You know, I was asleep by 4 o'clock real time, 1 o'clock Sacramento time.
Did you get any crank calls?
No, but I did get a call from Jeremy Coleman.
Did you really?
Yeah. Hey, no better way. At that hour, it was at 8 o'clock East Coast time.
Oh, man.
Jeremy Coleman called me up. Hey, no better way to be awakened. Hello, Don. It's Jeremy Coleman. I'm like, what? He said, Tony Perkins just said hello to you guys on Good Morning America.
Oh, did he really?
Did you know he is in Sacramento?
Rob told me that this morning, that he's in Sacramento.
For the train festival. He made a silent movie on Good Morning America.
That's why we're seeing all those engineers running around the hotel.
Right, so I guess we want to thank Mr. Tony Perkins, our friend from Good Morning America.
Good man, Tony.
For saying hi to us on TV, and thanks for the call, Jeremy. much appreciated.
Well, I'll have to give my friend Tony a call because he's a good guy for doing that. I appreciate that.
And then that brings us up to where we are now.
Right.
Oh, I know what we got to do. I was told right before we went on the air that Mike made a fantastic discovery in this hotel.
Oh, really?
Don't you remember the discovery you were just telling me about?
Which one?
Oh, yes, the one on
I'm
the TV.
I'm sorry. I just woke up. Hi, here we are. You know, it's all that pressure. Everybody was looking at me. Stop it. One of the things they have at this hotel, they have your average kind of movies in the room where you put the menu up and you get to watch movies.
Right.
For one low fee, you get all you can eat pornography.
Wow.
Well, you get to spend one time a $1 fee, and then you can watch all the.
How much is it?
It's like $14.
Oh, good. Well, let's do it then.
You know, and they usually go for $8 or something like that. So, I mean, for the $14, you can watch all the dirty movies like for 24 hours.
Well, let's do it then. Let's do a break. We'll come back.
Good.
We'll watch some porn.
They got the Tommy Lee, Pamela Lee video.
Then we are going to drive by the Memorial Auditorium.
Very good.
Anybody's waiting for us out there in downtown Sacramento. Then I think we split up with Broyhill.
Right.
Because I think he's going to the airport to pick up Leah Remini.
That's right.
And then by the time we get to KHTK,
yep,
Leah Remini should be there and everything will be cool.
Very good.
And we are broadcasting live from a hotel room.
Woohoo!
And we're in Sacramento. We'll be right back.
Well, where the hell have you been for the last 6.5 minutes? Here's Don and Mike.
Here's a sound you always like to hear early in the afternoon.
Ah, yes, sirree.
We're just helping ourselves to some caffeinated beverages right now.
Yes, sirree. There's nothing like those Coca-Cola products.
We're back, still in the hotel room, on our way to KHTK shortly. Wendell, our engineer, just told me something that's going to keep me away from the pool. You know, I was thinking it might be a good idea.
Right.
After we get Leah Remini and we go to the radio station, to come back here and maybe do a break from the pool.
Yeah, with Leah.
Yeah. But Wendell was just saying that some kid whipped his thing out and was peeing right into the pool today.
You would think the average youngster, if you're going to pee in the pool, do it while you're underwater. But I guess this kid was on the side of the pool, Wendell.
Shameless, absolutely shameless. Standing there, got a big smile on his face, just looking around. And the girls are giggling, you know, sort of covering their mouths, sort of staring. And he's just peeing right into the pool?
Yeah.
That's
shameless. Absolutely shameless.
How old was the young man?
I'm guessing 8, 10, something like that.
No, you had that wrong, Wendell. It was actually Buzz Burbank.
All right, let's go with the porno now, Mike.
Okay.
See what we got doing.
I can walk
here.
You right through this, Don, without any difficulty at all.
You turn the TV on. All right. Guest service
menu, please.
Press menu, okay?
And press 10.
10?
And
well, you do know what you're doing,
press 40
you?
After that.
Wait a minute, hold on.
No, nope, wrong one.
Yeah, 10, got it. All right, 10.
Now you got to go back to menu now.
Back to menu?
Yep. Now right. Press 10.
Now 10. 1, 0. I'm sorry, I'm under pressure. I'm not. Now I got to go back
that's
to menu.
01. Now press 40.
40. Adult entertainment. Two pricing options.
Now read this. This is where I think they've got it all over other hotels.
Select Adults Unlimited and view any number of adult videos from now until noon for one low price, or select Adult Pay-Per-View to purchase titles immediately. Viewing, pricing, options, and titles.
And you want to go with number 40.
40 is Adults Unlimited.
That'd be your Adults Unlimited. That means that you get to see as many as you want for one low price.
And very important note, movie titles not shown on room bill.
Which, I when I see that, that's when, you know, license to go hog wild, in my opinion.
And look what we got. Pamela Lee, What My Husband Doesn't Know, Best Sex of 1998, Nastiest Girls of XXX, Video Virgins, Busty Backdoor Nurses.
Would you like a recommendation?
The Boss and His Horny Staff.
Just a moment.
Okay. Debbie Does Dallas Again, Operation Penetration, award-winning XXX, and Office Sex Party.
All right.
Okay, what's the recommendation?
I think you might want to hit 43.
43 Best Sex of 1998?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's 12 out of
scenes.
12 out of scenes.
Okay. Really getting a value here. Oh, now wait a minute.
Charge for the selection, $15.99.
Yeah, okay. Then the
billing
rest
is
will
immediate.
Be the rest will be zero.
Please note movie title not show.
Audience is only. Your discretion is advised. Thank you for choosing On Command, the premier in-room entertainment network.
Yeah, baby.
Is this the greatest radio show ever? We travel 3,000 miles so we can watch porno in a hotel room.
Right. There we go.
Oh, there we go. Oh, my God. Oh, this is gross. Oh, they're showing the guy's face, for goodness sake. Oh, my.
the 12 hottest scenes of 1998 in the best
sex. Yeah, this is why we flew all the way out here.
Mm-hmm.
So that we could watch the best sex of 1998.
Fantastic.
Oh, did you see the scars of that guy's back?
Yeah. No, I didn't notice the guy.
All right, so...
And Agent Carrera, get the best sex of 98 rolling in this steamy scene from Hooker Housewives.
Thank you. This is the Dennis Murphy scene right here.
Oh, no.
She's washing it. Oh, I hate it when they got the guys saying in the movie. Oh, no. Now she's really cleaning it. She's not just washing it. Now she's really cleaning it.
She's one of the Hooker Housewives.
Now, can I change this to go to another one?
You sure can. I mean,
how do I do that, Mike?
The charge will be go to main menu again.
All right, menu.
Back I go to 40. 10.
Oh, 10. I like to put on this.
40.
Jimmy Lee. 40. Okay.
All right, now I guess you didn't do. Well, you want to hit 40 now. Hit 40. 40. You didn't do the videos unlimited.
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Not last time.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
If you did, you wouldn't have gotten the charge again. Now you've been charged twice.
Well, you mean CBS has been charged twice. All right, here's the Pamela Lee video. I'm pretty sure I did that correctly.
Vivid Video.
Vivid Video presents an IEG presentation.
Just my opinion, this is one giant yawn.
I know. But it's fun to watch.
That's a pretty good scene right there.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Miss Lee.
Look at her.
She's a very bad girl. Very about the music, too. Little rock
yeah,
and Tommy
baby.
Lee music.
I guess she's swimming. Oh, everybody's seen this tape already, I guess.
Yeah.
Now, to get another one, I press menu again.
Menu.
All right. Let's see what she has to say.
Oop. Hold on. What did I do?
Menu.
The audio's terrible on it.
Okay. Menu. And then I want to go to 10. 10. Then back to 40.
40.
Okay. Now, see, this is the same thing I did before. I'm not being charged three times for this, am I?
I don't know.
I'm going to be in trouble when I get home. My bill is like $800 and we've ordered every porno available.
Okay. Let me see. Do you pray?
40 is unlimited.
Right.
All right. Let's try, how about Busty Backdoor Nurses?
Excellent. I haven't seen that one yet.
Okay. See, it must be, it's the charge for this selection is $15.99.
All I know is that the way I've seen it, it should say the charge for this selection is zero.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You mean I've already paid $45?
I would say that's accurate. Hey, but this is a real write-off here.
It looks like at the front desk, I'm the horniest guy on the planet. I've ordered 3 videos in the last 5 seconds.
Now, good, this is one I haven't seen.
Oh, good.
And they're like 2 of the 20 I haven't seen.
Oh, good.
They're bigger, they're better, and they're bustier than ever. They're awesome backdoor nurses.
How funny is this?
It's Busty Backdoor Nurses Special Edition. Now, with brand new footage and 3, count them, 3 brand new bonus scenes. Nurses are here to help cure what ails you. And they've got more on their minds than just taking your pulse.
Look at the scars. Did you see the scars from that girl's boob job?
Yeah.
Sterling and Cindy Cox star in Busty Backdoor Nurses.
Cindy Cox, Rob. Cindy Cox.
Don't you wish your...
There's a guy in a wheelchair. She just slapped him. Isn't it funny that something if we were to watch by ourselves we'd find ironic?
Absolutely.
Watching with a group of fellas suddenly becomes Animal House.
It's definitely comedy.
Starring Nikki Sterling. There she is.
But you're familiar with the work of Nikki Sterling, aren't you?
Oh, she's one of the best, Mike.
All right, I'm going to go back to... We'll try one more.
I hope you don't get charged.
Then we got to get in the car. I do, too, Mike.
You'll have to demand an adjustment.
Okay. Now, again, select Adults Unlimited and view any number of adults.
All right, hold on a second. Let me see. Wait, because, all right, view pricing options.
You know what? Hold on. Let me call the front desk.
Okay.
Do we have a speaker phone in here?
No.
No?
No. No, you don't.
All right, we're going to call the front desk and ask about it.
Yeah, I'm on the telephone right now with the front desk.
Just tell them you've billed three times.
Hello, operator. Hi, I have a question about your adult films. That if I click on the option to buy them all for $15.99, do I get charged $15.99 every time? She said, one moment. She's obviously going to have to go ask somebody.
Oh, she's pretending she doesn't know. She knows the answer. She knows the answer right off the top of her head, Dave.
Yeah, like she's not in these movies.
Looking at you from Sterling now.
Nikki Sterling's room.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead, honey.
$15.99 is all day. Per day. That's great. This is Michael Mara speaking.
No! Thank you. No. You bad kid.
$15.99, one charge.
Man. Really? Okay, but what I'm saying is every time you get it, it should now say zero.
Is that what it did on yours?
Yes.
Oh, did it really? Oh, no kidding. Have you played any video games?
No.
Do you have any good games? I like Twisted Metal.
Do they have a video game with Nikki Sterling?
No, they're
a Tetris Plus. Tetris Plus, you like that?
Okay, let me see. 34. Relax, this game will take approximately a minute to load.
Now what?
TV can't make up its mind what we're doing because they just bought a video game, then it clicked back onto the porno.
The TV's going mad.
Then it clicked back onto regular TV.
The award-winner Gwyneth Paltrow, Viggo Mortensen.
Something's wrong.
Viggo.
A perfect triangle. A perfect murder.
Oh, a perfect murder. Okay. All right. Well, that's enough of that idea. We could certainly sit in this room for most of the day.
What the hell is Gadget doing?
You know, he's on some super secret deal with Leah Remini today, where he's going to be picking her up at the airport like in 15 minutes. Let's see
what he's doing.
Hey, what are you doing out there on the balcony by yourself?
I'm waiting to hear from Leah's person.
Oh, I got you. Oh, so you get better reception on the cell phone out here?
And less noise.
And less noise. What, are we making too much noise for you?
Yes, you are.
Sorry about that.
Pretty out there, though, isn't it?
Come on out, Mike. Very nice.
All right.
Okay, come on. Up to Daisy.
Okay.
come join me on my beautiful balcony and see the view.
The terrace.
See the view that I have.
Yeah.
Of what appears to be a cemented in what used to be a swimming pool, I guess.
What is that thing?
I don't know. Robbie, what is that?
I believe that's a portico.
Is it a little veranda?
I have no idea what it is.
It's a patio.
It is lovely, though.
It's
think
a porch.
I might go out there later.
It's a terrace.
It is a terrace. A cement terrace.
Veranda. It's a veranda.
And if you look right back here, you'll see there's a bunch of migrant workers across the way. I'm sure they're illegal immigrants.
Hi.
Hello, senor. Hello. And just to my left is the pool where the young man was relieving himself earlier today.
Yeah, let's all go for a dip a little bit later on. It's a hot day, a very, very steamy hot day here in Sacramento, California.
It's going to be about 100, I heard, today.
Yes, yes. It's probably right there right now.
All right, let's get in the car. Do we have time now to go down, get in the car, and pick up the broadcast right from that spot, Charlie?
Of course we do.
Okay. Well, then let's do that. And I guess the next stop, Memorial Coliseum.
Yay!
On our way to KHTK. We just watched some porno at
Memorial Coliseum.
What did I say?
Memorial Coliseum.
Oh, that's in Los Angeles, isn't it?
That's making me laugh. That's just me. We're going to go by the Roman Coliseum.
All right, whatever. You know what I meant.
I'll tell you, there'll be a Roman Coliseum there tonight. I don't mind telling you.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Force 1140.
Working at the snack bar.
You better relax, Bob.
There is no way that you could have been as bad at hockey as you are at golf.
All right, let's go.
You like that, old man? You want a piece of me?
I want a piece of you.
I want the whole thing.
The price is wrong, bitch.
I think you've had enough. No? Now you've had enough. Bitch.
The caves of the best people ever, Don and Mike.
Well, now, fortunately, our hotel... Hello, we're back on the air in Sacramento.
Back in beautiful, sunny Sacramento, California.
Our hotel is, you know, within walking distance of the place that we're doing the show tonight, the Memorial Coliseum. Now...
Auditorium.
Did I say Coliseum again?
Yes, and Wendell called it the Coliseum, too. I think, you know, let's just
rename it, honey.
I'm sorry, honey.
And, you know, for some reason, all sorts of weird things happen when we travel, but somewhere along the line, Rob Spiewak started doing his impression of Pearl Bailey.
A tribute to Pearl Bailey, and it's a very brief impression, but Rob, will you share that with our listening audience?
Drink it, honey.
There it is.
Now, listen, we got a couple of things to inform you of. First, we are in an SUV.
Right.
But we have six guys in an SUV, and it only has four seats, so...
And the SUV is starting to smell a little bit like root beer. I don't mind telling you.
Right now, Buzz and Rob are trapped in the back area, like where you put your bags. Hi, boys.
Hi.
My kids asleep. Buzz, how's your head? I know when Wendell went over a speed bump, you hit your noggin. Are you all right?
The swelling's gone down, but I actually enjoyed it.
Very good.
Now, what is this show without a little fly in the ointment?
Right.
Well, as it turns out, all week we've talked about, hey, the fact that Hollywood star Leah Remini flying in. She's going to come to KHTK. She's going to do the whole show with us. Well, as it turns out, most of that is true.
Yes.
She is flying to town.
She will be in Sacramento today.
But she will not be coming to KHTK. She's going to fly into town, spend approximately 1 hour at the airport.
Right.
And then catch the first flight back to L.A. So what we're going to do is take the little satellite dish. We're going to go to the airport.
And we're going to meet her at the airport.
Yeah, we're going to broadcast live from the airport.
And that's where we're going to interview Leah.
If we can figure all of the technical crap out.
Well, I hope we can. And I hope Leah's grateful that we're going to the airport because, you know, I think it's kind of meeting her halfway. You know,
yeah.
She's taking the time to fly to Sacramento. We're taking the time to go to the airport.
Hey, Gadget, when did all these plans change?
About 45 minutes ago.
All right, so, you know, we're just operating by the seat of our pants here, ladies and gentlemen.
It should be fun. I certainly hope she is on the plane. That would be a sticky wicket, wouldn't it?
Now, Rob is going to go out. As I mentioned, we're about a block and a half away from the Memorial Coliseum.
Right.
Rob's going to go out there and pretend that he's working for CNN to interview some of these people that are waiting in line for our show.
Right.
Now, Rob, the name you're going to be using?
Rob Williams and Honey.
Buzz, why don't you go as his producer?
Oh, okay.
All right, so let's turn the microphones over to Rob and to Buzz.
Someone Wendell, why don't we let them out of the bag? All right, Don, you let them out of the bag.
Just push. Hold on a second.
All right. Just push, guys. Just push it open.
Push. No.
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 Hi, boys.
Hi, Don.
Wait a minute. Here you go. Here we go.
Good job. Here's the mic, Rob.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. Rob's going as Rob Williamson.
Hey, Robbie?
Yeah.
Start with these girls right across the street.
Okay.
These girls are waiting to get in. These girls in the red car there.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Rob Williamson.
Here we go.
Come on, honey.
Just waiting for the traffic to let up, honey.
Hi.
Hi.
Hold on 1 second. I want to interview you for CNN. But I got to let the traffic let up. Hold on, honey.
Here comes an emergency vehicle, Rob.
Well, that's all right. They'll make way for us.
We can make it.
Hi. Hi, this is for CNN Radio, tape the broadcast. What's your name?
Hi, my name's Michelle.
Are you here for the Don and Mike radio program?
The Don and Mike Rock.
And, tell me a little bit why you love Don and Mike.
Oh, I love Don and Mike. They're awesome. They talk about people, and they're truthful about everybody. Man, they're great. And I just can't wait for the show. I've been waiting forever.
What's going to be the best part about the show?
Oh, definitely. Probably the cigar contest. I want to see that myself. That's personal.
Can you tell us about the cigar contest? What do you know about it?
Oh, well, it's a little bit about, you know, remembering Monica Lewinsky and about her little acts with the president, you know. It kind of brings back that and, you know, kind of makes it a little added flavor with Don right there.
Will you participate in this contest?
Oh, I doubt it. No way.
I've heard about some of the other competitions. Are you going to be participating in any of them, the underwear fashion show or anything like that?
No, I doubt it, but I would if I was maybe, I don't know.
Good answer. For CNN Radio, this is Rob Williamson. Thank you.
Good report.
Thank you.
All right.
Let's go, producer. There's going to be other people over here.
All right.
My foot is so asleep, it's like walking in ginger ale.
We were kind of cramped in the back compartment of that SUV.
Here we are at the Memorial Coliseum.
As we like to call it.
Sir! Sir, come here. Very important. Very important. Here we are. We're getting in line here at the Memorial Coliseum.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Rob Williamson from CNN Radio. Are you here to see the Don and Mike program?
Yes, I am.
What's going to be your favorite part about it, do you think?
Monica Lewinsky.
How long have you been in line?
About an hour.
About an hour?
Yeah.
Yeah, is this going to be better than Phantom Menace?
Way better.
Yo,
it's
going to
be the tops, man.
It's going to be the tops. Thank you. This is Rob Williamson reporting.
Good report, Rob.
Let's go to the first person in line. They've obviously been here the longest.
Sure. There's others at 10 here.
Sure. You know, this building is dedicated to those who made the supreme sacrifice in the service of the United States.
No, I didn't know that.
No, no, sir, sir. Are you the who's the first person in line? You? All right. What's your name, sir?
Chris.
Hi, my name is Rob Williamson for CNN Radio, and this is tape for broadcast. How long have you been waiting in line?
6:15 this morning.
So how many hours is that? That's a long time. Are you excited about the show?
Oh, it's going to be great. Going to be great.
What's going to be your favorite part, do you think?
Who knows? Just seeing Don and Mike come out and get crazy and everybody, the fans, everybody getting nutty.
Has it been nice, a lot of camaraderie around here?
It's been pretty calm. Everybody trickling in.
What you eating?
Chinese food. It's the mysticism.
You know, Don, Mike, I don't think we're fooling a lot of them, but maybe some of them. How long have you been in line, sir? What time did you get here?
About 6:20.
6:20? Yeah. Are you excited?
Hell yeah.
You mad that he got here 5 minutes before you?
No, actually, it was nice. I wasn't the only one. We were sitting here talking for a while.
Do you wish you brought a chair?
No, actually, I brought some newspaper. I'll sit on this when it gets hot.
Very good. Let's see if this lady was smart enough. Did you bring this chair? Talk to you. Hi, my name is Rob Williamson for CNN Radio. This is tape for broadcast. How you doing?
Fine.
Do you plan on participating in any of the contests at the show tonight?
None
at all?
None.
The underwear fashion show?
No.
That could be good. A cigar contest?
Maybe.
Very good. Well, we appreciate you ladies coming out, and we look forward to seeing you at the show. We'll see you there. Right, a good line. I would say probably about 100 people in line.
Right.
Now, there's an early picture of Rob Williamson right there.
Yes.
What's your name, sir? What time did you get in line?
Ray Adams. I've been here about 7 o'clock.
How excited are you to see the Don and Mike Las Vegas show?
Since you've...
This is Rob Williamson.
I've been waiting. I have.
Very excited. What are you most excited about? What facet of the program?
What facet of Don and Mike?
Of the Las Vegas-styled show.
Well, of course, the nude women and the underwear fashion show and the Monica cigars and, all that kind of stuff.
He minces no words. This is Rob Williamson for CNN Radio.
Good report, Rob.
Thank you. I just want to talk to the firemen.
Oh.
For those who serve.
Official fire hats.
How's it look? Have we got any trouble here, boys, with the fire codes? Are we going to overpack this place tonight?
Well, I'm hoping. I'm hoping like hell we're going to overpack the place.
This is Rob Williamson for CNN Radio, and this is tape for broadcast. Are you real firemen?
Yes, we are.
What's the capacity of this building?
We're not firemen from Sacramento, so
where are you from?
We're from San Joaquin County.
How long have you been in line? What time did you get here?
We got here at 9:30.
Wow, so you've been here a while. Excited? What are you most excited about, boys?
Don and Mike.
But not the nude women?
Show.
Well, Monica Lewinsky show.
I see. Very good. The banana show. I don't know that we're doing the banana show.
I don't want to smoke a cigar after we do the Monica Lewinsky cigar contest.
Fireman loves fire. He wants to smoke the cigar. Well, thank you, gentlemen. We appreciate you coming out. Enjoy your wait in line. For CNN Radio.
Enthusiastic fireman fan.
I'm Rob Williamson.
Another fine report.
Well, I tell you what, Buzz, my foot's awake. That means we got to cram back in the car.
Oh, no.
So I think we did pretty good. That's a good crowd. Crowd out front.
Great day in Sacramento. Everybody's excited about the show, I guess.
I've heard estimates that the Memorial Coliseum holds about 4,000 people.
Wow.
So with 100 people already in line, it's a good start.
And now,
handing off now to Don Geronimo.
Well, Rob, how did it go?
It was great. But I think there's probably about 100 people in line, and they're all very excited. And I don't think I fooled many of them with my fake name. But I tried.
Buzz, how was your take on all that?
I think we may have been made by part of the crowd, but most of them didn't recognize us.
Really?
Coming around the corner right now.
What do you mean?
Aaron, get the car. It's like the beat up.
Okay, all right. Uh-oh.
All right, hold on. Here you go, guys.
All right.
All right, now Don's getting back into the car. We've been spotted.
Okay, now. Wenzel.
Hold on.
Hold on. Shut the door.
All right, now.
Wendell, I want you to burn rubber, baby.
Drive. Oh, God.
Wendell, you just ran over the traffic.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Wendell. Wait, you ran over the traffic. Hold on, wait a minute.
I just ran over traffic.
Hold on a second. We've got a problem here. Morning, Will Robinson.
Wendell just ran over the traffic cone.
That was a moving pilot.
All right, are we okay now?
Yeah, we're okay.
All right, is it under the car? Well, I guess we'll know.
I got it out of the way.
Very good.
You'll see it in our rearview mirror as we speed away.
Very exciting.
And I'm over.
Well, how did it go, boys?
Very well. They look like a good bunch, and there's firemen there, so we'll be safe tonight.
For goodness sakes, that Wendell takes direction well, doesn't he?
He does.
Burn rubber, and boy, he ran over those traffic cones.
Wendell is the newest, and he's the experienced member of the crew.
All right, Wendell, now to KHTK Radio, please.
10-4.
Let's go to KHTK.
And right now we are driving the streets of beautiful Sacramento, California, down near the Memorial Auditorium.
Now the next stop, I guess, then, if we run in KHTK, get another battery pack for this thing, the next stop will be out of the airport. I guess we'll talk to you on our way to the airport, because that's where we have to go right now to meet Miss. She's only got 1 hour for us, Leah Remini.
I look forward to meeting her at the airport, and, microphones, the airport, who knows what's going to happen.
All right, well, stay there, everybody. We're live in Sacramento as we speak now. We are on the corner of 15th and J Streets. There you go, Wendell.
Right near St. Paul's Episcopal Church.
Okay, hold on. Incognito. Now we're going past the place again, so we got to roll the windows up.
Okay.
Yeah, see, I think they know who we are.
Yes, they're pointing at us.
That's right. Wendell, get us out of here, man. Get us out of here, Wendell. Showtime's not till 8:30 tonight. All right, a quick break. Live. Too many live from the streets of Sacramento, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is Sports 1140 KHTK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
From what I've seen of the rift, that's the only thing that still contributes is mayhem and chaos. Oh, chaos, and he's mayhem for a double act.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, honey.
Okay,
listen, everybody, we're broadcasting from a car right now on the I-80. Can you hear that?
Yeah, that's the sound of Wendell grabbing the car.
Don't do what, John? Well, I was afraid you'd lose this.
What, the little condom on the
little windscreen? We're in the car right now. Listen to this. We have to go to KHTK to get a new battery pack for our satellite. Then we have to go to the airport to see Leah Remini. So, because things are kind of screwed up, for the first time ever, we're going to do news and comment
from the back of the car.
With Buzz in the back of the car, because the time that we normally would have Buzz with the news is the time that Leah's plane is getting in.
What's right? Nothing.
Do I have bad breath or something?
You have horrible breath.
I'm sorry.
Can I roll the window down?
I am not feeling well. I'm sorry.
I'm in, honey.
Does anybody
have an Altoid?
Charlie, does somebody have an Altoid for me? You give me a complex.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Oh, thank God. We did green, honey.
Jesus. Okay. Sorry. I'm sure your breath smells real good, too.
Give me one, too.
All right, here you go.
All right.
Okay. Buzz?
Yes. Buzz? What is news from the back of the car?
I do some of my best work in the back seat.
Is my breath really that offensive?
Not now.
The Altoids have worked.
Was it really bad, though?
Yeah, it had that. It's that I have a cold breath. It's the worst breath in the world. You know when you have the cold and it's horrible.
And really, I mean, you could...
Don't use both microphones.
No, listen, if I got it, you got it already.
I know, you're right.
Okay.
You know what I'm going to get right when I go on vacation? That's the tradition.
I mean, after we got done watching Dusty Backdoor Stewardesses together.
I know, there were a lot of bodily fluids in that room.
That's right, honey. As we approach Madison Avenue, driving on the I-80 in Sacramento, let's go to Buzz, news and comment. And Buzz, what is your lead story from the back cargo area of a truck?
This evening, the new Tarzan relaxes and centers himself.
Uh-oh. Tarzan's masturbating?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the little doll masturbating.
That's right.
That's right.
No.
Yeah, quick, before Disney and Mattel change it, get a load of the way the new Tarzan action figure is placed in its, if you'll pardon the expression, packaging. A picture of the toy is plastered all over the...
Wow, look at this car coming up on our left. Excuse me, Buzz.
That's the pickup truck?
No, I meant rather our right there.
Man, that was going fast.
That car was going very fast. I'm sorry.
Very, very fast.
I was noticing the customized F-150 pickup that just passed us, the aqua blue car. Sorry.
How is my breath now?
It's fine.
I really got a complex about my bad breath now.
It's fine.
It's because we're sitting goddamn right next to each other in the car.
I think it's fine. I think it's all right. I think the Altoid helped.
Okay. Kiss me, honey. Kiss me, honey.
All right. I'm feeling bad about that now.
I understand these things.
And God, what if I have this bad breath when we meet Leah at the airport? Oh, I can't have that. Well, with this new action figure, Tarzan's big hand is formed in a C shape, and it's placed directly over his loincloth. When you push a button, his hand goes up and down, and he yells his famous Tarzan yell
while he's jerking off,
while it appears that he's doing that, yes.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Quoting a Disney spokesman, there's nothing about this toy's movements that any reasonable person would find suggestive.
This is not the best toy I've ever played with.
And then he says that in the future, the dolls will be packaged a little differently.
You know, that is the potential to be the best toy since the Teletubby that said, bite my butt, faggot, faggot.
Do you think these toy makers actually have this in their minds when they design the toys?
Oh, yeah.
Remember the Little Mermaid or one of those things that had the packaging with the penises?
Yeah.
Oh, those sick toy makers. Geppetto never would have done that.
It's all the disgruntled Disney employees.
The NRA got its way. In the dead of night, house lawmakers took a measure that was supposed to make it tougher to buy guns at gun shows and turned it into a measure that actually makes it easier to buy guns at those shows.
Very easy to buy guns here at Sacramento. I am not lying, as we are driving through the streets, there's a gun shop on every goddamn block in this town.
As well there should be.
Pistols, honey.
This mostly affects gun shows. Now the government only has 24 hours to do a background check on purchases from gun shows, and not just gun shows, but at gun stores as well, instead of the 3 days they used to have.
You know, you should mention, Buzz, that one addendum to the bill that you get no background check if you smile real nice.
Mike, there's a Target store. There's a Target store right across the street.
Put the time machine! Get the Target with the time machine!
Target.
Wendell, what is our current rate of speed?
Right now we're doing about 35.
And I see the speed limit is 45. There you go. Could you hear the reassuring hum of that American-made engine kick in?
Wendell can follow direction, can he? 45 Democrats were among those voting the way the NRA wanted them to at about 1:30 in the morning while most good people were sleeping.
Not us, Buzz. We weren't even to the airport yet.
That's right, not us.
I think Leah Remini's a member of the NRA.
Really?
No, I'm kidding.
Hold on. We're at the radio station then.
Cool. Radio station!
Oh, okay. We're at the radio station.
Yeah.
Let's walk in. Buzz, keep your place in the news.
Okay.
Just keep your place, because we just arrived at KHTK.
All right, do you want to hand, how do you want to, Rob, what are we doing here? Hand the microphone to Rob so we can get up to the...
How is my breath if I have to meet somebody?
Wonderful.
Oh, you're lying to me. Do I have butt breath? Come on, tell me. Tell me. If I have a cold breath, so it's bad.
It's bad.
Is it really? Is it still bad?
I am your friend. It is still bad.
Shoot.
Oh, I need a mic.
All right, hold on.
Hello.
Guys, I'm not...
All right, now we are at the station. We are at KHTK in beautiful Sacramento, California. This is a very exciting moment as we are here at 5244 something street.
Well, it's not like we exactly got a big welcoming committee waiting for us.
Yeah, we do, as a matter of fact. There's some people, I think, in the lobby. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, boy, do I have to take a leak. Hold on, Mike. Do I have to take a leak?
Anybody have a coin? I have a coin.
Okay. I wish that our Las Vegas show in Sacramento goes real well tonight.
All right, you got a coin for me?
Excellent.
So give me a coin, Buzz. Okay. I hope for better breath.
Okay. Well, funny, if you keep chewing those Altoids, you'll be all set.
But you said my breath was already bad.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
I can't meet any of these people. Now I got bad breath.
It's not bad at all.
I got this really bad breath. All right, now we're...
This is prettier than our radio station at home. I can tell you that right now. It's much prettier.
Sure is. We're walking through the lobby of KHTK right now.
An Adobe Southwestern flavor.
Where's the studio that we'll be doing the show from?
Charlie, do you know where you're going?
No.
He didn't think so. He was walking that way.
Hang a right, Wendelson. Hang a right.
Hang a right.
You know, actually, we're not even really doing the show from here because we're just getting the battery pack for the satellite. Then we're going directly to the airport to pick up Leah.
That's right. Pretty nice facility. This is the way a radio station should look, in my opinion.
I wish my breath was better.
Is this the studio?
This is it right here?
All right, let's go in here. Yeah, right.
All right, well, Okay.
All right.
This is it, huh? Hey, much nicer digs than we have back at home.
Why can't we have a studio like this at home?
Hey, Wendell, how come our studio at home is so crappy, man?
Because this one's only about 2-3 years old, and it was purpose-built for radio.
Do you think
it's got golf on TV?
Do you think my breath is bad, Wendell?
No, your breath is fine.
Thank you.
I agree.
All right, well, what we're going to do is take a break. Charlie will get the satellite thing he needs, whatever that thing is he needs for the battery pack.
All right.
And then, I guess, we're going to get back in the car, right, and go to the airport.
Right.
To see Leah Remini.
Okay.
And we'll be back with more news and more comments. We are live. We are in KHTK, although we are not using their facilities right now.
No, we are actually going to be in KHTK.
Hi.
I said, okay, you had a smile. You were scaring me for a second.
That wasn't my breath. Dude.
No, it was this guy. He was frowning, and he was scowling, and I was getting really nervous about the whole thing.
Who's this guy?
He
is the boss here.
He's the boss? He looks like the boss.
Hello, Mike.
Hi, Mike. I remember you.
Hi.
How are you doing? It's good to see you.
Hi, buddy.
Thank you for coming out to Sacramento.
Hi, you're very welcome.
Looking forward to the show tonight.
How's my breath?
Hey, Brett, let me smell that microphone.
No, not bad.
Yes, Mike, everybody tells me the breath is okay.
I was just making it up. It's fine.
Okay. What?
Let me see.
They're lying. All right. Thank you, Charlie. Let's do a quick break, and we'll be right back. More news and more comment.
Northern California. For the first time ever, the Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show invades the West Coast. Tonight, the entire Don and Mike family will be at the Memorial Auditorium, 15th and J Street, right in downtown Sacramento. Don and Mike hit the stage at 8:30 p.m., but get there early. Don't miss out on this rare opportunity to see your favorite nuts in the big fat live music. Live girls. And Don and Mike live. It'll be big. I mean, this is G. Gordon Liddy speaking.
It's controversial.
The hell you popping off?
It's what you won't see on TV.
I'm very, very fucking sick.
It's Major Bill Smith, too hot for television.
My fucking nails grow. All the cock picking women are jealous of my motherfucking fingernails.
It's the real Major Bill Smith, the man the censors didn't want you to hear.
There is no damn sharper dude on the face of this earth than Major Bill Smith.
Major Bill Smith. Too hot for television. Get your copy and get to know the real Smith.
How do you like them f***ing apples, you greasy sucker?
Not available in stores.
It's where wrongs are righted and rights are eliminated. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, we're now inside the studios of KHTK here in Sacramento.
I think anybody can tell by listening to us that we're in a real studio right now. A very nice studio here at KHTK. I hate to say.
Oh, hey, a million times nicer than our studios, man.
We want one of these.
Yeah. Look at this. Got a big board with room for like 20 people to sit around this big table.
This is so beautiful.
Well, let's find out what's next in Buzz's belly.
Yeah, what's next in Buzz's belly?
Because we have a trip to the airport still to make.
Right.
To pick up Leah Remini. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, I was just telling you about the gun control thing about which President Clinton's very angry. Also, since the last time we did news and comment, the House has voted to allow schools to display the Ten Commandments on their property.
Amen.
Something that the Supreme Court has already ruled unconstitutional.
You know my motto. If you're following seven, make it six. If you're following at any time six of the Ten Commandments,
everything's all right.
You're doing okay. You're batting 600. You're batting 600.
What you're saying, basically, if there's a body in the trunk of your car, but you're not coveting your neighbor's wife, you're okay.
Right. You're okay, man.
Very good.
I'm going to go for 8 out of 10 because I'm nice.
You're an atheist, Buzz. What do the Ten Commandments matter to you anyway?
Oh, they 8 of them mean a lot to me. I'm very, very proud of Ted Koppel as we go into this weekend.
I like Ted Koppel, Buzz.
Thursday night. Freaking alien.
You like him better after this. Thursday night, he was getting nowhere trying to ask a Serb about the atrocities that had been committed against Albanians in Kosovo, and the Serb kept dodging the question, and Koppel kept asking and rephrasing the question. Finally, very exasperated, Koppel told his translator, look, tell him I know when I get a direct answer and I know when I get bull-ass and this is bull-ass. Only he said the word and ABC didn't cut it out.
Oh, good, Ferb.
You know, I gotta tell you, I met Ted Koppel when I was a student, and Ted
Mark Koppel came out of doing an interview, and we were students at American University.
This is bull ass.
And he was, you know, he had a big stretch for ABC that was waiting to take him down to ABC in Washington, D.C. And he sat and he talked with like four students for probably a half an hour, and he didn't need to know that. And I liked him from the very beginning.
He's nicer than either you or I.
He's much nicer than we are, Dad. And I've always liked the guy. And he is, I think, one of the toughest interviewers in news. He's one of the few guys that really...
Tougher than Buzz?
He's well, not quite. Not quite.
But I'm proud of him for calling bull-ass bull-ass.
Absolutely.
And ABC, we're proud of for not editing out the word. It says because of the lateness of the hour and the importance of the topic, it decided that wasn't necessary.
Sucking herbs.
And Nightline will be on again.
Sucking herbs.
From Coast to Road tonight.
Hey, I'll use herbs. Duck my sick.
Oh, a park. While we're here in California, a park in Van Nuys, California, is still closed today after a Y2K test earlier this week caused 4 million gallons of raw sewage to spill into that park.
A tiny sum, Mr. Bigglesworth. Now, which do you think smells worse, right? That or my breath?
I'm going to be honest with you here because I've been having a little fun with it. Your breath.
No, I'm kidding.
You did something to your breath, didn't you, during that break? You actually
brushed my teeth during that break.
That's good. It's, you know what it is? It's what we've all had. It's cold breath. It's I have a cold breath.
I know, but...
Which is the illness breath.
It's just we're going to be... It's the breath of death.
The breath of death.
You know, we're going to be meeting a famous Hollywood starlet very soon.
I know. We're totally adhering to her schedule as we got to go to the damn airport.
That's why we're doing the news now, for goodness sakes. Now it's like 4:45. We're doing the news.
Don't be ridiculous.
And this is today's fecal story, by the way. Officials switched off the sewage plant's power to see what would happen if the New Year brings a power outage, as some predict. Now they know what will happen.
Oh, and about Y2K. Remember about 3 months ago we did a thing at WJFK back at our station?
Right.
Where we noticed that every piece of equipment had a sticker on it that had Y2K and a number afterwards.
We thought we were alone in that we were the only ones panicking.
No, as it turns out, KHDK is also owned by CBS, and every piece of equipment has a Y2K sticker on it.
Stickers that you are now removing from the equipment.
And before we leave the studios to go out to the airport,
every Y2K sticker will be taken off the KHDK equipment.
And what? Why is it that the company puts these Y2K stickers on all of the equipment?
Inventory. It's inventory for in case things crash.
Right. You know, throwing them all away.
The 75-year-old former president admits he got into the wrong position when he left the airplane at 12,500 feet.
Can't jump during missionary. Missionary position, not good for jumping out of airplanes.
George, it's me, Babs.
I'm sorry, Barbara. Can't pull the ripcord. Wouldn't be prudent.
Well, that's what happened. Paper says he tumbled through the first 6,000 feet clumsily.
Ah, help me.
Then,
forgot
to pull the ripcord.
Pull the cord, honey.
Pull it, honey.
Well, Bailey, what would you say to George Bush?
George, pull it, honey. Pull it, honey.
Bush's skydiving partner says they had to do it for him. Quoting Bush, because I made a couple of mistakes, it was the most exhilarating experience of my life.
Man, that would have been a big story. And, you know, wasn't that the jump that Larry King was supposed to go on?
Yes.
Yes.
What might have been. But his wife and his doctor wouldn't let him. Bob Dole has decided he doesn't like... doesn't like being the poster boy for Viagra.
Yeah, erectile dysfunction.
But how he felt about having his urologist on our show a couple of weeks ago.
You know, it's funny the story's coming out now. Maybe this was the catalyst.
Well, I just saw the commercial running again this morning, but the New York Post quotes Bob Dole as lashing out at what he called cheap shots from the very, very insensitive media.
That would mean he heard about his urologist being on our show.
That's us, unfortunately. Well, or maybe not. Dole, who recently joked that there could be a big Viagra vote out there for his wife, told the newspaper that he'd been treated unfairly. Quoting Dole, "I don't mind Jay Leno, but serious journalists ought to know better."
I see. He was talking about us.
Yes, we are serious journalists. Dole was in Washington this week for a Senate hearing on prostate cancer. And from our...
He's just always down near the plumbing, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's preoccupied with that. From our Let Me Pick Your Brain department, scientists say Albert Einstein's preserved brain is physically different than the average brain.
Oh, preserve it, honey.
Tastier, I'll tell you that. It's so good with some chocolate syrup on it. Some of Albert Einstein's brain.
Eat it, honey.
They say the parts of his brain that handle math problems are 15% wider than the rest of us have. And they also say that the groove down the middle of Einstein's brain is shorter, allowing perhaps for better
better neuron movement.
Groovy, baby, groovy.
Oh, yeah.
Equations, honey.
A documentary that's meant to help teachers start classroom discussions about homosexuals is getting the kind of reaction you would expect from conservative groups. USA Today says that it'll be three...
Not from Igor and Littybus.
No. Some things never change, Don. Of the 347 public TV stations in this country, 100 have shown the film, 85 have refused, and 58 are still thinking it over. The film, It's Elementary, has kids in six classrooms, first grade through eighth, talking about what it means to be gay and how gays are viewed in this society.
You're queer, honey. Queer, honey.
Oh, you're a homo, honey. Welcome to today's tape.
Anal sex.
Is it right for you? Well, these are kids. One kid says being gay means walking funny, like a girl. Another says he thinks gays are people in interracial marriages. One conservative...
Oh, this is like a freaking Art Linkletter special now.
Well, part of it is. Part of it not so much. But one conservative group says the film could lead to kids trying it out.
Art Linkletter, what a very queer thing.
That's right. Get ready for a battle royale between the Catholic League and the makers of that new movie called Dogma.
I thought that was Keanu Reeves' band's name. Isn't his band name?
Dogstar.
I thought the Catholic League was had moved into the Canadian Football League.
No, they're still with us.
Didn't they sing, "Don't You Want Me, Baby"?
Human League.
I'm sorry.
Very good Human League reference. Those are rare on this show.
Thank you, Mike.
Bless the 80s. The Miramax film reportedly includes blasphemous angels, anal sex jokes, a trash-talking 13th apostle played by Chris Rock.
Who would possibly want to make a joke about anal sex?
There's nothing funny about it.
It's serious
business.
Nothing funny about butt sex. Nothing funny at all.
Funny if you're catching.
It's not funny if you're pitching either. I got this for you.
A Virgin Mary type character who advocates abortion rights is also one of the characters. Now, this fight started when co-star Ben Affleck said the movie is meant to push buttons. The Catholic League then said it has a few buttons of its own to push and that it would not hold back. So Miramax sent the Catholic League a letter warning it not to incite violence in its protests against the movie. According to the letter, we intend to hold the league fully accountable for any wrongdoing, injury, or damage it causes. The league now calls that letter a fascist attempt to muzzle free speech.
It's a good league. It's a real good league.
You know,
strong league.
Yeah, good players, good officiating.
Is there a fantasy league?
I hope so.
I thought I'd get involved in the fantasy draft for that league.
Oh, man, you got Mother Teresa.
Okay, I got St. John the Baptist.
What do you want for Jesus H. Christ?
Extra points at Christmas and Easter.
Pope me. In Panama City, Florida, a fourth grader was reading a magazine when his teacher grabbed it, called it pornography, ripped out the offending pages, and threw them in the trash. Magazine was a rare collector's issue of National Geographic.
That is a dirty magazine, man. When I was in school, nothing like watching the natives run around with no shirts on.
I mean, I think every boy in this room probably thumbed his way through a National Geographic.
Topless, honey.
Oh, yes, sirree. Naked breasts, honey. The teacher told the kids to bring something to read in case they finished their state assessment test early. The teacher has now received a written reprimand for taking inappropriate action.
Yeah, many times it's a young boy's first glimpse into the female body, even before your Playboy and your penthouse.
My father worked for an insurance company, and one of their advertisers it was National Geographic. They advertised in National Geographic complimentary subscriptions, Don. We have stacks and stacks of them, and there's one very special stack.
So lucky, honey.
That I kept in my closet, honey.
Well, these weren't even pictures. These were drawings of man's evolution, but apparently too graphic.
I also remember the first time I ever saw the book The Joy of Sex.
Oh, yeah.
Which just had, like, not cartoons.
Charcoal sketches? Yep.
That was enough to turn me on.
Absolutely. And that evolution of man, when they show the woman, you see the side view of the breast. Not that I remember.
But now, of course, we've evolved to Busty Babes. What was the name of that movie we watched?
Busty Backdoor Babes.
Special edition.
I remember that.
But one more before a break, then we got to go back to the car to go to the airport.
All right.
It was the New York Post gossip column.
One more would mean one more story,
one more
Buzz.
Story.
Yes,
one more story, Buzz.
It was the program, honey.
I was still thinking about Backdoor Babe.
I know you were.
It was the New York Post gossip column called Page Six that recently put forth the theory that Michael Jackson faked the severity of his son's health so he could skip a concert in Italy. Well, now the people who write that column say they have gotten four handwritten anonymous letters, all with the same stamps and postmarks. In bad grammar, the letters call the...
If it's bad grammar, it's got to be, you know, Michael Jackson. Just don't forget, my tears turns to
the laughter.
That's right, honey.
The letters call the author an ignorant a-hole, racist, white media hate monger, bird brain evil, powerless nobody.
Oh! You think Tito had to write those letters for Michael?
You think Michael wrote them himself?
Thank you, Tito. Thank you for writing the letters for me. Sure, Mom.
Okay, now we're up on a break. What we have to do now is get the satellite charged.
Okay.
Leave these beautiful studios, these beautiful surroundings.
Beautiful KHTK. Great place.
Go back to the car. We'll finish up news and comment in the car. Then we go to the airport, and we'll have our meeting with Leah out there at the lounge.
Excellent.
We will be right back. To the airport. Was my breath bad again?
No, I was rolling down the window because it was warm. It had nothing to do with your breath.
Hey, Daddy, what's up?
Good job. All right. Well. That's like old back, like in the 50s, where the girls come out on roller skates and bring you your food on a tray that clips to the window of your car.
California has it all over the East Coast when it comes to fast food.
Fast food show.
All right, Buzzy, what's your next story?
I have for you the quote of the week of Pamela Anderson telling TV Guide she cannot possibly be pregnant. Quoting Pam, Tommy has been fixed. Actually, he has been neutered or spayed. What do you call it? End quote. That's the quote of the week. Pam,
you can see her back in our hotel room, Buzz.
Oh, really?
That'll be showing in my room for the next, well, until noon tomorrow, I've got it now. On live for only $15.95. Thanks to Mike O'Mara.
Thank you. Well, Pam Anderson also says she doesn't see what the big deal is about getting her breast implants removed. Quoting her, it's not like I was Dolly Parton yesterday and Kate Moss today.
How lucky is this that we're doing the goddamn news while we are getting set to get on the freeway in Northern California?
I think it's wonderful, and there's a great furniture sale here. So San Francisco Furniture next to the bedroom. We quit. Huge discounts. That's great.
You just gave them a free ad, Mike.
Thank you. Yes, it was all premeditated.
Michael Mara's furniture, honey.
Furniture? Commercial show.
Furniture, honey.
Well, Mike will be interested in this story. Dead men don't tell tales, but dead rattlesnakes can kill you. Doctors in Phoenix tell Reuters that a number of the people they're treating for rattlesnake bites were bitten after the snake was decapitated.
Oh, my God. You know, that makes sense, because when I decapitated the rattlesnake last year, it was still kind of wriggling and moving around, but
I waited until it stopped moving to pick it up.
We're getting on I-80 West right now. Just want to let anybody know we're tracking our progress right now. Getting on I-80 West.
Well, chopping off the snake's head does no good. Even shooting the snake won't help. The head, even after all that, can still bite the snake killer. They say that snakes thought to be dead were responsible for 5 of the 34 rattlesnake bites they treated last year. One of those snakes had just been decapitated. One had been beaten with a board. Two had been shot. And one had been shot and decapitated and still bit the guy.
Do you remember when I told you that thing took like 25 minutes to die? And I still...
Why won't you die? Aren't you dead yet?
Aren't you dead yet?
But I dug a hole and I filled it full of lime.
No humans were killed in these incidents, but one guy did lose a finger.
And the very...
I hope that Leah Remini appreciates the fact... Excuse me, Buzz.
Sure.
I hope she appreciates the fact that we have really turned the whole show upside down. We are doing news now. We don't normally do news till later. We're doing everything...
Was my breath bad again?
No. I was just looking out the window. And I was thinking about Leah Remini and hoping she's wearing tight pants.
Well, I just hope she appreciates that we've turned everything around for her today. That's all.
I think she will. I think it will be convenient. She'll be able to get off her airplane, get right back on, and go wherever she's going.
And we're now taking the 5. We are on 80, and I believe that merges with the 5, as right. California people like calling their highways.
So the old 5.
The old 5.
5, honey.
The very Catholic Ireland has decided to lift its ban on drinking on Sunday afternoons.
About time. Bravo. That was a worthless ban anyway. Like, what Irish person doesn't drink every day of the week?
Nevertheless, for as long as anyone can remember, Ireland's observed what it calls holy hour. Bars would close for a little while on Sunday.
I think Mike had a couple of holy hours last night, as a matter of fact. I might have also.
Well, you were drinking an Irish product.
Yes, Bailey. Pro Bailey's Irish cream.
Drinking, honey.
That is such a fag drink that I was drinking last night.
So good. I mean, you may say it's a bad, but it is. It's tasty, honey.
I might as well order a grasshopper. I feel like such a fag. I'd like a Bailey's Irish cream, please.
Both super tasty.
You know who else had one last night? Was Inspector Gadget Broyhill.
Yeah, and he liked it. You know why? Because it tasted good.
Did you have to add any sugar to that, Broyhill?
No, I did not.
You also had that big iced tea, that big Long Island iced tea.
Yeah, we had quite a festive time on the old airport.
What about that huge goblet that they brought you that gin and tonic in?
It was a vodka tonic, and it was too damn much tonic.
I mean, it was like this goblet out of King Arthur's court. They brought Mike this drink with CGI Fridays.
Right.
This drink in this gigantic-ass goblet.
Let me tell you something. I don't want to encourage people in our audience to drink, but if you are going to choose to have an adult beverage, go somewhere where they know how to pour them, and they don't know anymore that if you want a double, you don't need it in like a basketball-sized glass with all that tonic. You just want a little bit more of the serious stuff in there with a little less of the tonic, and that's what I wanted. And they brought me these goblets from Henry VIII, and I just said it's not thick enough.
Do you remember last night when you were explaining to me the concept of ordering a double?
Yes.
Like I didn't know Mike could say to me, a double, they're looking at me real serious. A double is what you want. Twice the amount of alcohol as in a regular.
But keep it in the same size glass.
Right.
Yes, it's a little stronger, but don't put it in the super, jack-in-the-box clown glass.
All right, Buzzy. Hello there.
Well, under the holy hour... Incidentally, may I just take this moment to say I'm sorry for that to our listening audience.
Oh, sorry for what?
Just my railing about drinking. It's just a horrible habit, and I do plan to give it up on the way back home.
That's important.
Yeah, me too, Mike.
Well, under the holy hour law, bars would close for a little while on Sunday afternoons in Ireland, and then they'd reopen. Well, the bill that kills the holy hour also extends Saturday night drinking hours and allows bars to stay open all night on this coming New Year's Eve.
Yeah, baby.
Quoting one official, the changes were made to facilitate the tourist industry.
Sure.
Yeah, right.
It's not like they were made to facilitate how the people that live over there.
And 61 people have drowned in Moscow's rivers and lakes this month trying to cool off from a heat wave. A Reuters quotes an emergency health spokesman there as saying, and I quote, many of the victims were drunk.
Oh, man. Hey, that's a funny story, man.
Oh, man.
I am so hot, I must go swimming.
Help, comrades.
I have had so much vodka, I must jump in the river. Oh, geez, forgot how to swim.
Dog paddle, honey.
And while we're on the subject, just because you're driving a golf cart and just because you're only driving it on a golf course doesn't mean you cannot be charged with drunken driving.
Thanks.
Ohio. But what are you trying to do? Give me a complex?
Now, this is bad news for Mike right here.
I think so. In Sandusky, Ohio, 41-year-old Paul Harriet was arrested last week after slamming his golf cart into a signpost. Quoting Paul, I told everyone I would pay for the damage.
Oh, man. Well, what are they going to do now? Arrest you for breathing?
Possibly. And in San Diego this week, a man was arrested for hitting his girlfriend with a fish.
Okay, and what's wrong with that?
Nick Vitalich was charged with assault with a deadly weapon after hitting his girlfriend in a supermarket with a large tuna.
Hey, Nick, you're going to take that?
Again, what's wrong with that, with hitting your wife in the face with a fish?
The police say it's assault, even though the fish was fresh, not frozen.
Even if you meant it in the nicest possible way?
Exactly.
You just missed a jack-in-the-box, Wendell.
Ow!
You just missed it. How big could that sign be, buddy?
No.
That's our engineer, Wendell.
So it was a fresh fish, not a frozen one, which I think would have been deadlier, but the woman's injuries were minor because it was a floppy fish. The guy's been charged with resisting arrest in this case.
I would imagine after the assault, she smelled like fish.
Yes.
Maybe before. Maybe that's why you had to hit her in the face with the fish.
Not that right, honey.
And now we're up to sports.
Hit her in the face of the fish, honey.
Watch out for the scales of justice.
All right, Buzz, I know that that's your veiled way of telling me you'd like a commercial set. I'd like to figure out exactly where we are, though.
Where's the fast food, honey?
Yeah. Before we decide to do a break it on. Okay, we're up to Northgate Boulevard. Wendell, get off here. Take it. What, Brio?
We need to meet Leah at the airport.
All right. Well, get back on, Wendell. All right, it's too late for that. We're already at the exit.
We're Fry's Electronics. That looks like a cool store. Can we go in?
No, we don't have time. Just let's see if there's a fast food restaurant around here.
Well, it's pretty wide open, honey.
I bet there is. Right to the right.
There's a semi with Carl's Jr. on the side.
Carl's, honey.
Carl's Jr., honey.
Come on now, honey.
All right. If no fast food, Wendell, just pull a fast U. All right. I guess time for a back turn.
A fast U. Those initials would be F-U.
There's no fast food restaurant.
Nothing closed, honey.
No. All right. Wendell, looks safe to me to make you turn right now. From this lane.
Hold your head, Buzz.
Got it. Hold it, honey.
Oh, I see what he's going to do. All right, he's going to make a right.
Or is he going to make a right?
Yeah, he's going to make a right on North Market Boulevard. Then we're going to turn around. Gotcha, okay.
Hold on, everybody.
Oh, no, let me tell you right now. Just like the border makers up a little, taking a nice little left hand window turn.
All right, well, that didn't... See, Charlie, that didn't take too much time.
No, it did not.
Thank you. Charlie Broyle, what a pain in the ass you are on this trip.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing.
No, come on. Today you are less personable than you normally are, and that's normally not very personable.
Would you like to purge on the air, Charlie?
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, dear.
What is the problem, Charlie?
Oh, they're fine now.
Are you stressed out because of the scheduling and timing of everything?
Just making sure everything goes the way it's supposed to.
I think he's just doing his job, and he's a little stressed out.
A little PMS-y.
Yeah, that's right. Get the details.
Doing his job, honey. Okay, break time, and then we'll come right back live from the I-80 in Sacramento.
Attention Don and Mike fans, tonight's the big night, the Las Vegas-style show at the Memorial Auditorium. Just a reminder, you don't need a ticket to attend. The show is free, but seats are on a first-come, first-served basis. You must be 21 to attend. We'll open the doors at 6. It's a night Don and Mike fans won't soon forget.
Don and Mike Show.
You're late. Sit down. My name is Zed. You're all here because you're the best of the best. Marines, Air Force, Navy SEALs, Army Rangers, NYPD. And we're looking for one of you. Just one. I see we have a question.
I'm sorry. Maybe you already answered this, but why exactly are we here?
Son? Second Lieutenant Jake Jensen, West Point, graduate with honors. We're here because you're looking for the best of the best of the best. Sir!
What's so funny, Edwards?
Your boy Captain America over here. The best of the best of the best, sir. Yeah, with honors. Yeah, he's just really excited, and he has no clue why we're here. That's very funny to me.
Talk too much. John and Mike.
Well, we're very excited. We just put the signs and say... Sacramento Airport, International Airport, but they don't have any flights going anywhere international.
No, but it sounds nice to call it an international airport.
That's the SAC Intel Airport.
Mm-hmm.
We're making the exit right now. We're going to meet Leah Remini if she gets off a plane momentarily.
What do we do if she's not on the plane, Don?
Eat lead, Mike. We're screwed. We've gone to all this time and expense now to change everything to meet her at the airport. If she's not there, she's dead to us.
And if she's not wearing tight pants, I'll be very disappointed. And I'm holding out just a little bit of hope. Maybe she's wearing shorts.
And maybe she left the boyfriend at home, because she's only coming in town for an hour.
Yeah, Giancarlo, or whatever the hell his name is.
Hello there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. In sports, game 2 of the NBA Finals tonight, the Spurs lead the Knicks 1-0. Pro basketball helped NBC in the ratings last week, and hockey put the Fox Network down the drain. 3 NBA playoff games made it on the list of last week's top 10 shows, but the first 2 games of the Stanley Cup ranked 81 and 83 out of 125 shows. But he who laughs last had no sports coverage at all. CBS, with neither hockey nor basketball, won the week in the Nielsen's.
Way to go, Mel.
The Cleveland Browns are being sued by a former player who says he was cut because he was born an Arab.
Ah, you cut me.
And that's against the rules.
Isham El Mashtoubi says players and coaches called him camel jockey, Sheikh, and even Bin Laden, a reference to the terrorist bomber.
Sheik, catch this pass.
I bet you can't remember to say camel jockey.
Mashtoub, I guess it is, was born in Lebanon.
Mashtoub.
He's now a free agent lineman. The Browns and the NFL have no comment on that lawsuit.
Isn't Shar Pourdanish, wasn't he?
He is Iranian.
Ah,
all right, well, same region of the world, right?
You've seen Shar, though. Nobody gives him any crap.
Yeah, that's right.
And finally, some women in Japan
are using chemicals to see if their husbands have been cheating on them. New Scientist magazine says the women...
I sprinkle this magic powder on your genitals, and if it turns blue, you have been boning someone else, Joe.
It's a chemical malfunction. You do not have to believe blue genital.
No, it says... Brew, you have been with someone else.
Oh, that is a lie. Your chemical experiment is not light. It is long.
You don't know how close you are.
Really?
New Scientist magazine says,
I mean, really?
The women of Japan are buying special sprays that reveal traces of semen on their husband's underwear.
Oh, you are such a bitch. But that could have been from... Wash it off!
or just plain leakage.
I wonder if you get a special $14.95 unlimited pornography.
Honey, but I was just... Wash it off!
The magazine says one detective agency in Osaka claims to be selling 200 kits of this stuff a month at $280 a kit.
Ah, the kit just has LSPZ.
The kit contains two spray cans. If there's any semen to be found, the second spray turns it green.
I don't think that's necessarily a sign of guilt that a man would have semen in his underpants.
I think
that's he's big trouble if you find it all over a kitchen table.
I'm Buster Van. I'm the Don and Mike Show.
All right, are we getting out now? What are we doing here?
What are we doing?
Wendell, what are we doing?
Back there.
What?
Right. Turn around.
Okay, turn around.
There's this animated discussion going on between Wendell and Charlie Boyle. The microphone goes up there, and they both go into three-word mode.
Well, we've made it to the airport roughly 30 minutes before Leah's flight is supposed to arrive.
Well, beautiful palm trees here at the Sacramento International Airport.
Even though they have no international flights.
Right.
All right, now, hold on. What are we doing? We are making our way. Where are we parking, Dad?
Wendell is going to let us out so that we can go meet Leah.
Am I right? The plane lands in 30 minutes?
You are right.
Okay.
Not bad.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I'm Bob White.
I like the technology. Okay, we're getting out right now. This is it. Everybody out.
Here we go.
We got to go out the back. Got to hand the thing.
Right.
Hold on.
All right.
I'm out. I made it out. Okay, you got it, Mike?
Got the satellite?
Got it. You're sitting on the cord, though. Come on out.
Oh.
Charlie, plug us in so we can stay mobile.
Watch it.
Broadcasting here.
Why broadcast?
All right, now let's open up the back to let Buzz and Rob out.
Here we go. Let our dogs out.
Hey, come on out, guys.
I swear to God, I have no feeling in this leg. I might fall down.
All right, come on, kids.
Hi, Buzz. Come on, get out.
Thanks, Dad.
You're welcome. Come on.
You all right?
Yeah, I just got no feeling in that leg.
Take Junior and Missy. Move them way to the back of the van.
Rob, watch your head, Robbie.
Watch your head.
Clear.
Bob, I can't imagine why you'd have...
glasses.
Why you'd have circulation problems.
Whose glasses are those?
I got worse circulation than the Washington Times.
Okay, here we go, everybody. Let's see. Parking.
I'm coming back.
John Holtz is daily parking. What's the airline, Charlie?
Southwest.
Southwest, honey.
Now, did we fly here first class or coach?
Southwest does not have a first class.
They're still a pretty good airline, though, right?
Sure they are.
Well, maybe after all this talk about them, they'll give us some free tickets.
That was what I heard true, that not only did she have to fly coach, but she doesn't even have an assigned seat.
That's right. It's festival seating on
every Southwest flight.
As the French would say, it sucks.
In the words of the French, Mr. Bigglesworth.
All right, now we're walking in to the Sacramento International Airport. We're going to be meeting Leah because she's too busy to come to the radio station. Now, the way I understand this, she got 1 hour. She's flying up from L.A. She's going to spend 1 hour with us, right?
And she will be very
hour.
And she'll be very happy to know that hour, she does not have to leave the airport.
Okay.
Hopefully.
I hope she'll be grateful.
Baggage claim, ground transportation. Hey, you want to play the airport page game?
I certainly do. Let's find a paging phone.
You want to do, where is it, right back here? What?
I'm wanting Rob to check the flight to see if it's on time.
Oh, I got you. I'm still looking for the page phone so we can do Holden McGroin.
How about, can I do one of my all-time favorites?
Major Woody.
Major Woody?
Yeah. Here's the phone right here.
All right, here we go.
White courtesy phone. Dial 00 for operator.
Okay, here we go.
White courtesy phone.
Can I do that one?
White courtesy phone show.
Yeah, can I have someone page, please? Major Woody.
the Southwest, actually...
Baggage.
Where are we?
Oh, boy.
The Southwest Gate? The Southwest Ticket Counter, rather? Yes. Thank you. All right.
Is she going to do it?
Yeah.
Was it in here or she?
It's a guy.
Okay. All right, we'll wait to see.
It's awfully quiet in here.
Boy, you know, for being a big airport, there's nothing happening here, is there? I just heard Rob burp.
I'm waiting.
I don't hear your page.
All right, I'm going to have to try one of my own. Hold on. All right, I'm going to try Craven. Let me do Craven Moorhead.
Okay.
Can you dial 2 zeros?
Yes. Yes, I think so. I think the guy was busy doing your page.
Yep.
Yes, I'd like someone page, please. First name is Craven. Last name is Moorhead, and I'd like him to... Why, you just did Major Woody.
Did he know Craven Moorhead?
Yeah.
He won't do Craven Moorhead, but...
Find something more exciting to do. I can't, man.
Did he really?
I swear to God, the guy says, as soon as I say Craven, he says, last name, I said Moorhead, he says... Yeah,
right.
Oh, wow. This is the same dick that you had Major Woody for you.
Major Woody, okay.
All right, well, let's
go. Where are we going, boys?
Up to the gate. Up to the gate. Oh, Wendell joined us. Hello, Wendell.
Hi, buddy.
All right, here we go. Up the escalator. Well, you're the winner in the Major Woody game.
You know, the first time I ever heard that was the night before Thanksgiving in crowded National Airport. And to see, it was one thing to hear the page, but to see like 3 rows of people all break up at the same time, that was great.
All right, to all gates, no smoking, no firearms, no explosives, no incendiary.
What about microphones?
Incendiary. Right, devices.
There you go.
All right, well, we'll talk our way through the...
All right, doctor. You know, will we be able to... use our microphones here?
I don't know. Let's,
we'll find out.
This gentleman over here.
Okay. We'll ask if we can take our microphones through the gate.
Hi there.
How you doing? We're doing a broadcast here. Can we take the microphones through the gate?
No.
Would we have to leave them sitting here and then walk through?
We have to run.
Run them through the x-ray machine?
No, what?
All right, hold on.
No, he doesn't want to be broadcast.
Okay, he doesn't want to talk to us, so what do we do here?
Can we leave them broadcasting while they're going through the x-ray machine?
Yeah. Will that screw up the tape?
No, I shouldn't.
We can't broadcast you because we broadcast the microphones going through the machine.
Okay, we're going to put it on the belt.
All right, here's the sound of our microphones going through the x-ray machine.
Now the microphones are coming through out this end. You can hear the tunnel.
Very good.
And now it's going to go down the little wheel.
Whee! Hey!
That worked.
I wonder how boring that was for everybody to listen to, though.
Well, what you just heard was the microphones actually going through security here at Sacramento International Airport.
All right.
Hey, this is a nice little airport.
It looks more like a goddamn shopping mall than an airport, doesn't it?
Is this the airport we flew into last night?
What's our gate, Charlie?
I haven't found that yet.
Oh, all right, then let's do a break, okay? Commercial set. I'm getting the nod. That's a good idea. We made it through the metal detectors. We will be right back live from the Sacramento Airport.
Northern California. For the first time ever, the Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show invades the West Coast. Tonight, the entire Don and Mike family will be at the Memorial Auditorium, 15th and K Street, right in downtown Sacramento. Don and Mike hit the stage at 8:30 p.m., but get there early. Don't miss out on this rare opportunity to see your favorite nuts in the big sack. Live music, live girls, and Don and Mike live. It'll be big. I mean, really. This is G. Gordon Liddy speaking.
Come on, everyone. That 8 is enough for reunion show is about to start.
Oh, Mary, have you seen Nicholas?
He's up in his room sulking, Dad.
Yeah, he's still upset because Abby threw out his baseball cards.
Oh, well, maybe I should make him a sandwich.
Oh, Dad, that's a solution to everything. Dad! Dad!
What?
8 is enough.
You know, I love you, girl.
Sacramento Airport, Leah Remedy's airplane running about 5 minutes late.
We are waiting her arrival. We are at the gate, and when she arrives, we're going to whisk her over into a special part of the airport where we will do our exclusive airport interview.
Well, now, being as you know, we're doing a live show, and we have to go on the air, we're now faced with the choice of who to talk to.
Right.
There's either the guy to my immediate left.
That's right.
Or the guy to my immediate right.
It's quite a choice. It's very... Oh, God. Oh, my God.
All right. Let's talk to the guy on the right first.
All right.
Let me just describe. This guy has on a pair of maroon shorts, a maroon shirt, black socks, rather white socks, and black hard shoes.
All right. We're just... How do we start this conversation?
Man on the street.
Man on the street as we're waiting
Man
for...
Man on the street.
Leah Remini, as we're waiting, we're very, very exciting. Very excited.
Hello, sir. Can I interview you for a radio show?
Well, I guess you can.
All right.
Can I ask your name, please?
Gene.
Gene, where are you from?
Mesa, Arizona.
Gene, we're the Don and Mike show, and we're happy to have you on the air. How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
That is a very handsome outfit. Can I ask where you purchased that?
This outfit, I purchased it in Arizona. Standard wear in Arizona this time of year.
We, you notice my partner is wearing shorts. I am wearing long pants. I guess I would be the one who is inappropriately dressed today.
Oh, yeah.
We are waiting for a major television star to get off the plane. Her name is Leah Remini. She's the...
You ever heard of her?
Have you ever heard of...
No.
Have you ever heard of the show King of Queens?
I probably have.
On CBS?
Probably.
Hi. What do you think about... You basically are breaking fashion rules by wearing maroon shorts with a maroon shirt. What do you have to say to those in the fashion world?
Heck with them.
Heck with them.
Heck with them. That's the right attitude, sir. And between this man, I'm pointing to Rob A. right now, and this man, I'm pointing to Don, and this man over here, Buzz, who would you say of the three of these gentlemen, who would you consider to be the best dressed?
Him.
Me.
He picked you. Shake his hand.
Thank you, sir.
You the man. Thank you, Gene.
Is my breath in any way offensive to you, sir?
I haven't smelled it.
He's been a little concerned about his breath today.
That's a bad breath tonight.
My smeller don't work too good.
Okay. All right.
Nice meeting you, sir.
Okay. Thanks, Gene.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
I think he was aware of the fact that he had on
a
maroon shirt.
And he also picked
a maroon shirt.
And he also picked you as being the best dressed. He was.
And let's talk to this gentleman. Hello, sir.
Would you mind being on the Don and Mike show here in Sacramento?
No, what's the Don and Mike show?
Well, we do a little radio show here and around the country, and we're waiting for a major television
show. Hey, our plane's pulling up right now, Mike.
There's a major TV star on that plane. Do you know
who Leah Remini is?
Leah Remini? I sure don't.
Leah Remini, she's great. And you, can I ask you, dressed for what today?
GQ. I'm Mr. GQ. I'm a cab driver. I'm here to pick up somebody.
Cab driver. They can wear whatever they want, just like disc jockeys.
Right. This guy. Although this guy's worse dressed than any disc jockey I've ever seen. Oh, I'm mad.
Well, you know how it goes.
I believe we have an impasse there.
There we go.
So, we have a stalemate.
Touche. Nice meeting you.
Yeah. What station are you guys on?
KHTK out here.
KHTK on 1140, yes. The Don and Mike show. On in the middle of the day.
Right, he's our girl monarch. He is not impressed.
Well, the moment has happened, Don. I believe the plan has arrived.
Let's work our way down by the door.
Pay attention, Rob,
so we can be among the first people that Leah sees when she gets off the airplane.
Now, I like the idea that somebody said that we just stand here with our microphones and see if she walks by us.
See if she recognizes us.
Want to do that? I mean, we'll just sit here and chat quietly over by the side.
Because the odds are that she probably doesn't remember us from a hole in the ground.
We will just be sitting here with our microphones, and we will see if she recognizes us.
We're at gate A-15. The flight from Burbank has just landed.
My dream scenario, even though, because, you know, I'm fatalistic that way. I would really love it if she would just walk right by us. That would make me laugh. That would be comedically...
She's not the first off the flight.
Now, do we have it on good authority that she is definitely on this airplane?
We have no idea.
We don't have any idea.
I mean... I don't even know where our producer Charles Broyhill was.
There he is. He's over there breathing through his mouth.
Is Leo on this plane?
She's supposed to be.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's good.
Go.
That's pretty decent.
Bill's not coming off yet.
We are waiting. There are some kids coming off.
Bill's walking down the tunnel. See, he's going to blow it because he's going to go down.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Charlie.
No, no, no. He wants to, you know, he's got the steam and undies.
Yeah, come here. You can try to get it on later. We want to see if she recognizes us.
She's not going to know who I am. I know, but the game is that we're just going to stand here and see if she recognizes us.
Oh, this is not her. How come nobody tells this woman that her gigantic belly is sticking out the bottom of that shirt?
That too.
Very exciting. Well, there's a guy in back of her, though. Oh, she's got a kid. We can't say anything.
Oh, yes, we can.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my God. The woman.
I think you would have gotten a right hand across the face if you'd said anything.
Right. She's not with that guy. There's no way they're together.
No, I'm talking about her giving you the right hand.
That was a woman.
She was stronger than both of us combined.
Like maybe, I'm being conservative, a size 12
right.
That was packed like into a size 8 dress.
Mm-hmm. Looks to me like a prison tattoo also.
Right around her belly button. Rob, that's not Leah.
No.
These are some nice ladies. Hi, ladies.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome to Sacramento.
Well, that's it. The plane's empty. Good night. Nothing to see here.
If she's not on this plane, we'll look mighty foolish. I'll tell you.
We
have a goddamn show around today.
I'll tell you, if she's not on this plane, then sometime in the fall, you and I are going to be featured on an episode of King of Queens.
This would not be her.
Well, this is the festival seating aspect of, you know, there's no guarantee that she's on in the front of the plane.
Well, now here's a couple little kids going to meet their grandma, I guess.
Very nice smiles.
Did you happen to see Leah Remini on that plane?
No, I didn't.
No, she didn't. Maybe she doesn't know who Leah Remini is.
Well, is she a household name yet? Let's be honest.
No, I guess not.
Right.
All right, I'm still feeling good then.
Okay, very exciting.
Nope, this is Rob, not her.
Rob, I did like the inhale, though, honey.
Oh, thank you, honey. I'll do it again soon.
Rob, who is on this trip, turned into a drag queen.
Okay, well, there wasn't much turning to do there.
That's right. Now, what we're going to do is play it cool, right? We're not going to speak directly to her. We're just going to stand here with our microphone.
She's going to figure it out because we're the only guy standing at the end of the ramp with microphones.
We will see. I think I'm still laying on, so there's a chance.
That's not her, Rob.
Oh, not in the blue shirt?
You know,
it looks a little like your wife, that lady.
The bald guy?
No.
Well, you know my wife. She loves to travel. Well, did you mean my wife or his wife?
Your wife.
Oh,
your
my wife.
Yeah. All right, I'm starting to get a little concerned.
Yeah, me too. Now, there's been about 100 freaking people gotten off this plane yet, and she's not one of them.
Now, if it's festival seating and you're a major star, do you go to the back of the plane or do you go to the front of the plane?
I guess if it's festival seating, you go wherever their seats are.
There you go. Here you go. Give me a check. It's not bad.
Okay.
It's not bad at all.
I don't worry. I got my own mints.
Okay, now so you're right. Is this the moment where we get just a little bit concerned?
No, not yet.
Okay. Well, the
yet.
Wheelchairs are already gone. Oh, dear.
Wait, hold on. This could be her.
Is this her boyfriend?
It looks like she's Marin.
All right. Now we're looking.
Oh, wait a minute.
Still no Leah.
Still no Leah. Well, I'll eat the bracelet, just in case.
It's going to be pretty funny if she doesn't show.
No, it's not.
I know. It's going to be anger time.
Nope, not her, Rob.
Will you stop with the inhale, you? You're making me nervous, honey.
Now, honey.
Now, I officially am starting to get worried.
Anyone else on the plane, ma'am? Okay,
yes,
very good.
Yes,
okay.
More on the plane, buddy.
Good, very exciting. Could be the last person.
And, no, that's not her, right?
I hope not.
Oh, okay, all right.
Well, we are just... It looks more like Kevin James than Leah Remini.
Oh, my God. There's a bunch of WNBA-like players getting off this plane today. Right.
That's not her.
I know. Here come a couple of senior citizens.
Now, if you're a major star and you're on a festival seating plane, do you wait till everybody gets off before you get off, or how do you play it?
I think she doesn't have a choice.
Uh-huh.
I think they plane row by row. The front of the plane gets off first.
Right.
You pretty much have to wait your turn.
Uh-huh.
Maybe she's assisted on a wheelchair.
We're still waiting.
This is not her.
This is also not good.
We're watching our careers explode in front of us. That's what we're doing, little girl. What's your name?
Michelle.
Yeah. What does your daddy do for a living?
He sells stuff.
You sell stuff?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll tell you.
Do you think he's ever had a bad day as we've had today?
Yeah.
Good. That's wonderful. Well, the day is just about to get worse because I think that plane's almost empty, don't you?
Imagine what would happen if your daddy, after waiting for a whole month to sell something, came home and said, guess what? That stuff I was going to sell, it wasn't on the plane. What would you say? Hold on.
Hold on. Here we go. Yep, this is very exciting. Very exciting.
She recognized us.
Yes, she did.
She did.
What do you think is here? She has gotten off the
high. It's so embarrassing.
I know it is.
People are watching.
We're making jerks.
You only spend 1 hour here.
Excuse me, I risked my life to come here for you. Let's move it along.
All right, okay.
Hey, listen. Hey, hold on. Hey, little girl, that's who we're waiting for.
Okay.
We didn't waste our time. We're very happy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Right, yeah, that's her.
Hi.
All right, bye.
Hi.
See you later.
This is just what you want.
I'm a lot bigger success than your dad is.
Oh.
You see that, huh?
Oh, fantastic.
Don't kiss me.
All right.
I have bad breath.
Oh, boy.
Okay, that's Lee.
Where's the boyfriend?
We're gonna meet the. Let's meet the boyfriend.
Oh, he's a big guy.
Oh my goodness,
he's a big guy. We can't screw around with him.
Jesus, Lee, is he dreaming?
So nice to meet you. Finally.
Dreaming. Hello, I'm Don. How you doing?
Don.
Nice to meet you. Okay, hold on. Oh,
Angelo, how are you?
What is that, Leah?
These are King of Queens sweatshirts.
Leah has to go to the bathroom.
Has to pee.
In a big way. Okay.
Are we going to stay here the whole time?
Now, this is important. We have accommodated your schedule.
Listen, here's what we heard.
You do not have to leave the airport because we knew how difficult it was for you to
We heard you flying in now and that you were going to be leaving about 6 hours later. Then we heard later, no, she's only coming in for 1 hour.
Right.
So we said, screw it. We'll just come out to the airport.
Okay, but let me tell you what happened. First of all, I don't like to fly. So when I got the invitation to come and see you guys, I wanted to do it because you've supported the show so much, and, you know, I adore the both of you.
Thank you.
All right.
look at the look she's giving you.
So glad that you're in front of me because I'm finally going to get to kick your ass.
Okay.
Okay, so you don't like to fly.
Okay. So I don't like to fly. Ask Angelo if that's true because...
Is that true, Angelo?
Well, I have the marks on my arms to prove it, so, yeah.
Well, I can relate to a phobic... If you're a phobic flyer, that's... I mean, even more, I appreciate you coming up here. I know how that feels.
Not to mention in coach. Mm-hmm. Not to mention...
And festival seating.
We tried to work out first class for you. We really did.
Yeah, right.
There's no first class on that goddamn airline.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, there is.
Charlie told me there's no first class on that airline.
Oh, there wasn't either.
Charlie's Ryan.
There is. Out of Burbank, there is.
Okay, all right. Well, do you have to pee?
Hang on. You have to pee.
All right, go ahead and pee. Can we really come with you while you pee?
So, anyway, are we live or something?
Yes.
And who's listening?
Who's listening? All of our 60 stations.
Like on the East Coast.
Yes,
and West Coast.
Obviously, West Coast and
everywhere.
But that is so weird to me that we're going to be sitting in the airport.
Yes, because you're such a big friggin' star. Because you only have 1 hour.
We knew that you had a very, very pressing schedule being a big Hollywood celebrity, and we decided that we would come to you instead of having you come all the way to the station in Sacramento. That's the kind of guys we are.
You're so
now,
sweet.
Yes,
but then what are you going to do while I'm in the bathroom?
Well, we're going to play commercials now. Do you have to go number one or number two?
Number one.
Number one, okay.
Like if I had to go number two, I would tell you.
Okay, then, Charlie, let's do a break. And you have about 6 minutes to go pee.
I don't know.
Come on, you can do it in 6 minutes. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And that night was my son's birthday party. My wife invites a priest. He's always at the house.
Hey, Tony.
Hi, Don.
Right for him in place?
Hey, you bless it, I'll eat it.
He's not coming. So, Grandma just called. Started crying and hung up.
She needs a purpose in life.
No, your mother is tougher than you think. So what, no f***ing eating now? Hey!
Dual titanic orbs of radio excellence, Don and Mike.
Hey, let's not have this happy chit-chat off the radio. Let's have this happy chit-chat on the air.
Hey,
you, Leah, you have beautiful feet.
Yes.
We are looking at your feet now.
Okay.
You are sitting with us in the airport in Sacramento because
right.
You're such a big star. That
you see the ring on her toe?
We brought the show to you.
You have a toe ring.
Yes, that's right. She has two toe rings.
Uh-huh.
She has two toe rings. First thing... Now, why are you looking at me in that sort of voice?
You know what it is? I haven't seen you, and I've been talking to you guys, so I'm, like, taking in your features and, you know, just being here.
I'm beautiful,
you know,
huh?
Looking at you.
Am I beautiful as Antonio, your boyfriend?
As I said, I'm
Angela.
Here taking in the view and your features.
Okay, so I'm not so beautiful.
As I said.
Okay.
You're adorable.
All right, listen.
You're adorable. You're adorable.
We want to tell you that we... No, now.
Yes.
We've been having that battle about you and Kevin,
right,
you and Kevin.
And?
Okay. F Kevin. because who's at the airport right now? Who flew in to see us today?
You have no idea how you
did, Leah.
You have gone so far beyond him on the scale, on the Don and Mike scale right now, because you took the time to actually fly to Sacramento to be on our show. He is dirt to us now. He is mud to us now. You have replaced him completely and totally in our hearts.
Thank you.
She says thank you. Now, let me ask you.
Thank you so much. And I might add,
yes.
I hope you are recording this, because when you talk to your little favorite person, Kevin, just ask him, because I asked for him to come.
Oh, did you?
And I got no response.
Well, what did we get from his publicist?
What did you
Gadget, what did we get?
No, he's working.
That's weird, though, he's working.
What? Because we're broke, so I'm just kind of wondering what he's doing.
So,
because we don't go back until the third week of July, so...
Now that we've established how much we love you, and the fact that it's so great you're here, and that's no kidding.
Yes.
But really, though, what's the deal with staying for 1 hour?
Here it comes. You know, I hate this being radio, because we cannot communicate the looks that she is giving you right now. And me. Sorry about that. I'm getting one right now, too, yes.
But you know what bothers me? It's like, here I risked my life.
I know you did.
Okay.
And we appreciate it.
Not to mention,
I just have to change microphones into the other hand now that you're holding my arm.
Oh, okay.
I'm enjoying this.
And really, we appreciate it.
With the story.
Okay, sorry about that. Well, you know, it's just a moment I have to share.
Okay. Not only did I risk my life coming here, I had to fly coach.
Again, sorry about that.
Whatever. Had to fly coach. Now, I'm flying back on standby. So I don't even know if I'm going to get on the flight. You see what I'm saying?
So you could stay.
I possibly could stay if your producer could get me, like, a confirmation that I can go back home.
Charlie.
But it really is Charlie's fault.
I know it is.
Way to fall on
everybody
your sword there,
so freaking quiet
right
take
now.
The bullet, bud. That's good.
You're welcome. Everybody is so quiet. Everybody here right now, Leah not included, but all of us, you know right now, we are trying to act so freaking cool around
you.
You know, yes, we are.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Who's holding their stomach in right now?
See?
We're all holding our stomachs in.
It's the Angelo factor, too.
Angelo was intimidating having your
negative number percentage of body fat over here is, you work out every day, don't you, Angelo?
Angelo.
No, I don't.
But how the hell do you look like that?
It's in his jeans. He's got good jeans.
What are you, Angelo? I mean, what is your nationality?
I'm Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican?
100% Puerto Rican?
100% Puerto Rican from New York, baby.
He tried to tell me when I first met him. He goes, but I'm one quarter Italian. No, seriously, this is what he told me, right? And so I called my father in Brooklyn. Actually, no, he's not even in Brooklyn. I should never say that. He's in Staten Island.
He goes,
all Puerto Ricans say they're a quarter Italian. And so I said, you're not Italian. Then I go back to him. He's like, yeah, you're right. You know, like, it was true. Like, he totally lied to me. But I was using that for my father to accept him. But
you know what pisses me off about your people?
Wait. The fact is that when you're hitting on an Italian, then you got to tell them that you're, like, your toes Italian. Because if not, then you're not going to get any acceptance. And I was definitely trying to get with this woman. So, you know, I had to...
Are you a liar?
He's so lying right now. He's got a little script he's doing. I don't know what he's channeling right now, but this is so not true.
How come your people don't pay income taxes? You know, that pisses me off about Puerto Rico. You get all the benefits of being in our country. You get to vote. You get to use our money. And you don't pay goddamn income taxes.
Wait a minute. I'm from the island of Manhattan. I didn't get to Puerto Rico.
How do you line up on the Ricky Martin issue? Yes. Gay, not gay.
Oh, he's definitely gay. Right.
Definitely gay. Thank you.
But really, you guys don't pay taxes. That pisses me off.
He pays taxes.
But Puerto Ricans and
here, we should have a meeting with the IRS.
That's right. Because I'm paying taxes for more than one person.
But he pays taxes, honey. Don't get on him. Okay. He's not the poster boy from Puerto Rico.
He brought it up. I said, you from Puerto Rico?
I'm Puerto Rican.
You didn't say your favorite line again. That's what it was.
Okay.
That's
one of his favorite things to say. Like, hey, I'll give you a beef and I'll pay taxes.
I know that is...
Because I heard this like five times now.
It is how I really feel. I've been to Puerto Rico. I've been to San Juan.
It's very nice. It's very American, but pay taxes.
Aren't you revered in San Juan, Puerto Rico?
I'm a god in San Juan,
right.
Mike.
You're bigger than Hemingway was in Cuba. Absolutely.
So, Leah.
Yes, dear.
Leah.
What?
God damn it. I can't believe you're sitting here. I really can't.
This is very good, bro.
Didn't we talk about this last year when you said, like, the second time that I talked to you, like, oh, you both actually said it. Oh, you're going to change.
Yes.
You're going to call us.
Yes, we did say that.
And then you doubted me, and you crossed over to your side with Kevin. And then you came back.
Hold on. What is it?
Hold on. Angelo interrupted.
Angelo, please.
I'm sorry. I know this is not my interview, but I just have to say this. Kevin, on the day of Leah's birthday, I called everyone up to show up to her birthday party. Well, not really a party, a dinner. Kevin's the only one who showed up. So, Kevin, in my book, is a number one.
What kind of friends do you have, though, if none of them show up at your birthday party?
I was thinking that you were really going to say something bad about Kevin, and then it would have been something really good.
Like, up for him. Everybody here is on, you know, the Kevin. You guys are
different. No, your girlfriend's on the anti-Kevin day, right?
I got to stick up for the man, because he did right.
I state the facts.
How long have you guys been together?
Angelo and I?
Yeah.
Well, he says a certain time, and I say a certain time.
What do you say?
I've been with him 2.5 years.
2.5 years.
Yeah.
Angelo, you know, still boyfriend, girlfriend. What's going on here? I mean, anything, any plans?
She won't marry me.
Mike, you can't. A Puerto Rican man cannot be tied down. Is that what it is? A Puerto Rican man must have his freedom. Am I right, Leah?
I must have the microphone.
I am right about that.
Hold my microphone for the rest of this.
First of all, Angelo wants to marry me.
He can't. He's Puerto Rican.
No, but Angelo's a changed man. He's gone against his natural instincts. Okay.
Okay.
It's been hard, but he's done it.
Tell him about the Cosmopolitan.
Oh, we did a little test on him, right? Yeah, it's in there somewhere. And, anyway, it's just that we're both at this point where we want a career, and so marriage would just get it all, you know, we'd just go off into a different place.
What is your career, Angelo, besides spending her money? What's your career? No, really, what does Angelo do? What do you do, Angelo? You're a pretty man.
Who's looking at Cosmo? Angelo, that's a good question. Well, what do you do?
Excuse me, I'm looking through Cosmo, who was in Dance With Me. He's an actor. He's got a couple of commercials running, and he also sings. What you guys made fun of him last time?
The movie, but I can't talk about that because it doesn't shoot till next month. So.
What commercials have you been in, Angelo?
Right now, I got the. I'm one of the Beer Men.
You mean Hey Beer Man?
Yeah.
Are you really?
Now, see, now you have
Harvey. That's big time.
Well, that's not big.
Four trucks.
I'm the, you know, truck kind of guy.
As
you guys can tell. I'm like you guys. We're four, you know.
So they cast you as the everyman, the average Joe, the beer guy, you know, the tough guy. Is that right? Is that true?
I don't know about the average guy, but yeah, all right. I'll go with the tough part.
Just like us, Angela. The average guys.
Yeah, right.
You know what I like to do? We have to do a...
Does he really?
Please, he reminds you nothing of us.
He reminds me so much of you guys.
All right, now, this is the test Angela took. This is the test he took. Is he a lover or a lever?
Right.
I'll tell you right now, looking at him, he's a lever all the way, Leah. I'm not a jerk-off.
You're a total jerk-off. Look, he did the test by himself, and this is what came out.
Okay, I'm looking at his answers now. He did the test knowing that these are the answers that he wanted you to fill out.
Okay, you're having a problem with this part. This is the part you're having a problem with. You think that I'm an average woman.
No, I don't.
Right? No, don't give me any crap. Don't give me your...
No, you're highly above average.
Very different. No,
you're highly above average.
Crap. I'm going to tell you. Okay, so Angelo...
So when you met me, I was the other guy.
What?
Now...
When I met him, he was... What happened to
the article? He was the loser, the lever.
The lever.
The lever.
He fell into this category, for those listening at home. He fell in... I got to find the area. Okay, so mostly A's, boing back. Mostly B, take a slow bow, passionate player, ready for love. Now, he was a born bachelor.
Okay? Right, I told you, can never be tied down.
And now, he is a passionate player. No, ready for love, romancer.
Oh, please.
Okay?
You're so ridiculous.
And he is...
So you've broken him, in effect? Is that what you're saying, that you have broken him?
Broke him down.
You're so ridiculous believing this.
Do you believe in the concept of women being able to break a man down? Break a man down. You believe in that concept, don't you, Don?
Of course I do. Of course I do. My wife has broken me down.
I've been broken
Trust
by
me,
my wife. I mean, we've all been broken.
I've got nothing
right.
left.
But all the other women you've been with, you've probably treated like crap, totally manipulated been abused.
Your wives now are
probably very different from those who have been abused.
Our current wives? Yes, they are.
There you go.
Yes, they're very different than the other women that we verbally abused.
Right.
Yeah.
Verbally abused. I think it's the opposite, actually. The other relationships, we were the abusees. We were abused by the other women.
No, maybe now.
Listen, we have to do a break here.
All right.
Okay, Miss Big Star?
All right.
And when we come back, we're going to play a wacky game with both of these kids. And then we're going to ask Leah some questions about her show, The King of Queens.
Okay.
Okay?
We're not going to bother people in the airport?
We've already done that. We
bothered. Have?
If you, you want to?
I don't know. I think we should do something like we should be walking around, like doing stuff.
All right. Well, we'll walk around.
What do you think?
Charlie, do
the show is yours.
When we come right back, we'll walk around with Leah.
I should go outside. All right.
We'll be right back.
Ray Barone. He wants to know if his mother can drop him off here. He's running errands with her, and he wants to bail and play golf. But... So what do you think I should do?
Don't get Richie out in the garage.
I know. So what do you think I should do?
Don't play golf.
He's at a private course. He's got a tee time and everything.
So play. Why don't you just invite Richie to come along with you guys?
Richie doesn't play golf. Besides, I don't think they'd get it off. It'd be like, this is old Ray. You work for that babe, huh? You think you could hook me up with one of the models from the underwear ad? It's a separate compartment, sir. I'm trying to swing.
That's good, honey. Now do William Shatner.
Fresh Daily with Brown Eggs, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, now, as per Leah's request, we're going to walk around the airport.
That's the kind of star she is. She wants to reach out and touch the people.
She reminds me of William Shatner. I'll tell you something about William Shatner. You've got that look-at-me complex. One time, I was in a restaurant. Wait, where are the
cords?
What
are you doing?
What are you doing, Robbie?
Just trying to coordinate.
All right. Jesus. I'm in a restaurant, and William Shatner's in the restaurant.
Yeah.
And he has to sit in the corner with his back to the wall so that everybody that comes in the restaurant has to look at
him.
I swear to God. That
really happened?
That really happened.
And you sat there and let him do this?
Yeah, and you're the same way. Look at you. You want to walk around the airport.
You know,
and people look at you.
You're such an ass. Yeah.
I know it.
Look at you.
Hey, look at this, folks.
Okay.
Hey, people.
Let's go. Let's go.
Leah Remini, King of Queens. Hold on. She's a freaking TV star. Look at her. You've seen her on TV Monday night.
Is this your most
Ladies and gentlemen, as part of your Sacramento experience, I'd like you to say hello to Leah Remini, star of CBS's King of Queens.
Can we have a nice round of applause for Leah?
Right here.
Thank you so much.
Lisa, you can do a little better than
I
that.
Made it.
A little bit better.
Made it.
Thank you. Came to wish you all good luck on your trip to Las Vegas.
Okay.
Would you like to individually shake hands in the line here?
This is not exactly what I wanted to do.
Oh, all right.
You said you wanted to walk around.
Okay, I take it back. Let's find a nice little cozy place and sit down.
Didn't you say
in the mouth?
It's
I don't
getting
want
ugly.
To be part of this.
It's getting ugly.
Now listen, Leah, buddy, King of Queens, Cosby, that piece of garbage Cosby show, that has been moved out of the Monday night lineup, and you guys are leadoff now, right?
Yeah, we're the leadoff at 8 o'clock, and for Cosby's Wednesday now. Just got lipstick on your microphone.
Do you like the lead slot? Are you happy with that?
We're scared. You know, it's like, leave it alone. We want to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's a real vote of confidence from the network to be at 8 o'clock, and we get more advertising, and, you know, that's nice, but at the same time, we have more now writing on the show.
And now that you are entrenched in the CBS family, are you getting treated better? Are they giving you more perks? Are you kidding? She's here.
Yes. CBS always treated us right. I got to say that for the network because they...